95.3 KBFR Boulder Free Radio. It's been a bit of a disjointed evening. This evening. What's that? We are now though going to.
Jesus Christ, you're not kidding. I was going to say we're actually going to try to contact Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got some serious questions, man.
That was my little segue.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I want to know if that really bothers him. That's one of the things. So basically what we're going to try to do, we're going to make our own Ouija board here in the van. Because there's some extra dashboard space here. Yeah, there's some extra dashboard space. So G-Girl, who has practiced a stinky ritual. G-Girl practiced a stinky ritual, which is a protection ritual, G-Girl?
Yes.
It is, okay. And it's designed to
those bad negative entities.
The ones that I'm going to piss off, inevitably?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to find something to use as the planchette, which is the little seeing eye thing that you move around.
I thought that was a beer bottle.
It is going to be a beer bottle, actually. An empty Twisted Pine bottle, as a matter of fact. And if you have time, check out the Twisted Pine Tap Room on 3201 Walnut Street. They're the only local business cool enough to be a sponsor here at KBFR. So, Ouija. So, yeah, G-Girl is currently drawing... The Ouija board
permanently
on the dashboard. We're going to use this multiple times. Yes, that's who we're going to be looking for, Monk, is Jesus. So do you guys want to join the conversation? You're just going to have a talk amongst yourselves. What do you think this is? I'm driving now, okay? I'm in control. So yes, we have half the alphabet done. So we're going to try to contact some more of your more interesting people in history. including Bobby, which is one of Howie Mandel's most famous characters.
Yeah,
Howie Mandel.
All of my characters sound like someone else has done, or something.
So since this is a little small now, we're gonna have to get something smaller.
Why does it say goodbye?
What's that? Goodbye is because that's what the I was gonna say demon because I want demons. That's what the spirits say when they leave or whatever. You have to get them to say goodbye. That's the one thing I remember about Ouija boards.
Do I have to draw these little faces, too?
I would draw everything. I think that's the four elements, isn't it? Or the elementals. Earth, wind, air, and land, or earth, wind. Just draw a picture of dude humping.
So
something. There's a sun and moon. I can tell you that. If anybody has any experiences, we spoke to Stephanie this morning, who called in the show, this morning show.
Yeah.
And she had said, for real, it works. You know, the thing moves on its own, that kind of thing. And looking up online, I said, you know, I was all ready to go out and buy the Parker Brothers Ouija board. Because if anybody's in tune with the occult, it's either Disney or Parker Brothers.
Damn,
so it's one of those two.
Disney for sure.
So yeah, Disney is, no doubts, into rewriting history. These bastards.
Yeah. Walt Disney was an anti-Semite. We should channel him.
We can ask him why he was an anti-Semite.
Oh, I hate Jews.
I like
Jews.
Mice. You ever wonder why Walt Disney had such an obsession with mice?
Because he liked them in his ass?
Yeah. You think so?
It's a fine question.
Tell us.
See, these are the kind of things, these are the kind of cutting-edge, biting questions that I'm looking to ask the spirits.
Yeah.
You know, I have some serious stuff to ask. So we're going to have to get a couple people going on the board itself, right? We're going to have to get... I don't know how this works. G-Girl, you are into mysticism and all that weird stuff. We do need fingertips, okay.
Do you remember the Onion article where it was like Nazi graveyard ruined with Semitic symbology or
no.
Something like that? And it had this little grave with like a swastika engraved in it, and someone had painted like a Star of David on it in yellow, like spray painted.
Getting the SS soldier. Give it to him.
That was the greatest thing.
That's
was the best.
Funny.
That and the Taco Bell abortion burrito are the best Onion articles, I think.
I still have Harvey Korman cracks up Denny's waitress on my refrigerator.
It's
one of my personal favorites. But you know what we say about the Onion around here? Fuck the Onion.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the Onion.
Capitalist bastards.
Yeah.
Fuck the Onion. But they're pretty funny. So
yeah, they are pretty funny. Like Snoop Dogg.
So I think we need an empty beer bottle.
An empty beer bottle?
Yep.
Chug it, finish it, all the way.
Yage here said, don't forget to draw the shadowy turn-of-the-century characters in the bottom corners.
Yes,
so that's what's down there.
What do they look like? Describe them to me, because I can't see them on the
Tell screen. Us, man. Tell us. We have a very small picture of the Ouija board, which I cannot enlarge for some reason.
Draw Mickey Mouse somewhere, and then... Pluto.
Draw a little Hitler mustache on Mickey Mouse. I think that's where we're going with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, doing a goose stepping and then doing a one of these things.
Yeah.
A Hail Hitler
thing. The Heil, yeah.
Yeah.
So we seriously, this is all about asking some pertinent questions. We've been trying to get more relevant interviews here going on KBFR with the elections coming up.
We should get Ronald Reagan, too.
That's definitely one person. He's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I see dead people.
I hear dead people on pirate radio. So we're going to try to do this, but we need a planchette. So I'm going to work on that. I'm going to throw a tune on for, you know, about 3 minutes, and then we're gonna finalize the a mouse.
Maybe a mouse.
Anything with a.
I just like spin something.
Now we have to. You're not taking this seriously, granola girl. This is very serious stuff. All this mysticism.
Is very serious.
This is nothing to joke at.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think I did the protection spell?
And it stinks in here. It stinks like bad weed.
It's sage.
It's sage.
We do have three candles burning, and we had a little sage burning, and actually, G Girl kicked us out of the van.
Oh yeah, so I didn't even know that she did that. I just went outside to.
It's because I got naked and ran around.
She got dressed again real quick, but she took pictures
up,
first.
She cleaned up the chicken's blood really fast.
They are just shadows of a lady with her hand on the planchette, with a disembodied spirit head floating behind her.
What's a planchette?
That's the thing that
you
move.
Oh, okay.
That's
the
moving.
The beer bottle.
Yeah. In this case.
On the Twisted Pine beer bottle, we should cross off on the label Twisted Pine.
All right. There's a planchette. That should work.
Kind of works.
Yeah, we need something where we can. All right.
We'll wrap, we could wrap something around it or something.
Is there anything clear plastic that we can cut? Like circular?
We have those.
We do have. Is there anything
plastic? We can use. We never
play. Very good point.
Actually,
very good point.
Somebody's locker one's over here.
Actually, you know what? That's a really great idea.
No,
I have CDs.
Save the CDs.
Yeah.
Save
no.
The CDs.
I there's actually a CD that
I have
up today in the recording machine. No, there should be some in the trash can.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
The CD because it has the hole in the center, which
right,
can.
Right. And then there's a clear plastic
right
in the center.
Oh, perfect.
Look at this. It's this kind of innovative spirit that's built KBFR, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's mine. I ran over it.
So if you have some questions,
yeah.
If you have some questions for the spirits that we will soon be contacting, give us a buzz, 720-276-4493. If you have an idea on who we should contact, ooh. Excuse me.
That felt so good.
I'm very electric. We're going to try to get this going. Now we got a CD going. Okay.
I don't know if we need to cut it.
Now, are there rules of Ouija?
Ooh, did you see it fucking move by itself?
Holy
no,
shit.
It's dead. It's
that
like
was amazing.
It's pissed off
so it goes
at you.
Like this, you see? Ooh.
Yeah, that worked pretty well.
You got to get two people, and I think, we got it going. Who who wants to be on this thing?
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Monk and G.
Monk is? Okay, good.
Okay.
We should get three people.
We got Doctor Who IMing us as well. Ask Jesus about the loaves and fishes.
Okay.
All right, we can
what
do
you
that.
What about
we
him?
Yeah. Well,
did he put them in certain orifices?
So,
or?
G-Girl, how is it that we... Do we just say, hey, Walt Disney, come and talk to
did
us?
Did you hate the Jews?
Did
you
hate the Jews?
Question. You have to ask a specific question.
So, okay. Somebody ask us a question.
Well, but how do you talk to a specific dead person? Do they have, like, a
do you try to contact a specific corpse?
Yeah.
How big is the medium?
Like, hey, we could try and talk to Andy Kaufman and see if he's really dead.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Also, that's what Dick said. Dick said, try to contact Elvis. If you don't get him, you know he's alive.
Hey,
so.
That's really interesting.
So that's a hell of an idea.
You just have to ask a specific question.
So somebody IM us or call us at 720-276-4493.
So we could, well, yeah,
with
right.
a Ouija board question, so we can talk to the dead just for you.
So we could say, is Walt Disney an anti-Semite? And either
only if you say it in that singing voice.
Or
with the hand motions, too.
Did you put mice up your butt? Things like that?
Yeah.
That's a good one. We should start with that.
Did you put mice up your butt?
Yes.
Okay. How
never ask about God, it says. So I'm going to break that rule immediately.
Never ask about God?
I was told that enough in Catholic church,
wait,
in Catholic school.
Ask about Jesus,
here's
not
the rules.
God.
Here's the rules. Never use the Ouija board when you're alone. Don't use the board under the influence of any drugs or alcohol.
We're breaking every rule,
that
I think.
That means only I can use it. Don't be mocking. If
oh.
You better leave, ZT. If you don't believe that Ouija works, then don't do it. Never ask about God.
No, I
never,
believe it works.
Never, ever ask about the future.
Never ever ask about
ever.
The Jews.
Shut up. Never, ever ask when you or anyone is going to die.
And never, ever ask if there's a mouse crawling up somebody's butt.
Especially Jesus's.
Never ask for proof that anything is there. Such as Elvis, for instance. That's like opening a door and saying, come on in, when you don't know what's outside.
Well, I have basically already planned to break every single rule.
Well, what can we ask then?
I'm not sure I want to do this. I'm getting afraid here. All right. Always remember to go to goodbye. All right. She'll protect us. Always remember to go to goodbye when you are done. Make sure that every person present says goodbye also. This is like closing the door that you were peeking through. And then the last rule is, it is highly, highly recommended that you do not Ouija in an enclosed area, such as inside a house. We're in a van. This is because, quite frankly, we don't know how Ouija works. Some say it's your subconscious. Some say it's spirits. Either way, we like to be out in the open. So we are pretty much breaking all the rules.
Seriously. Seriously, I honestly think we're breaking, except to never use the Ouija board when you're alone.
That's it. That's the only one we're not going to break.
I'm pretty sure it is.
That's okay. As long as we
I'm definitely asking for a sign. Are you
kidding? You know what I would love, though?
Let's ask if it's okay to do this.
Okay. Now, you know what, though? Whether they say yes or no, it's okay. I'm just throwing that out there. So let's get you guys going. How do you do it? Do you just put your fingertips on it and you start moving it around and then you see if it takes over on its own?
You just let it go.
Okay. All right. So this could be terribly anticlimactic. So you can't put pressure. You just got to leave your fingers very lightly on. Yeah. Now, we're using a CD. And we're on the dashboard here at the van. We have drawn. G-Girl was kind enough to draw a Ouija board for us. And evidently, this is what works. This is what I did some research, and this is what I was told works.
Making your own is better.
Let's
like
get it going.
Growing your own pot.
Is there
making your own meth?
What's the question?
Homegrown Ouijas.
Is it okay that we do the Ouija board?
Well, I think you're looking, right? Aren't you looking? Is there anybody out there?
No.
That kind of thing.
We're asking specific questions.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you seem to know more. So
I really want to know about Walt Disney.
Well, let's ask if it's okay to do this first.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get it going.
Is it okay to do this?
All
right. I'm doing play-by-play for
Shut
Ouija.
Up.
Close your eyes.
I'm closed.
We're laughing. Hey, you gotta be serious.
Shut up.
It is moving. It is moving.
I'm not pulling it either.
It is moving. I'm a big sports fan. This is my first time doing play-by-play Ouija.
And the CD is moving off the letters at the moment.
It's about
to slide.
It's
almost to the end of the dashboard.
It's going to my lap.
It's about to fall off the table.
I think I'm about to fall off the table.
Yes, I think we need to ask questions.
Yeah.
I think it did. Now, it did move. Now, did you guys move it?
No!
Did you guys move it?
I didn't try.
You didn't. Okay.
Okay.
We're closer to no than we are yes.
Aren't you supposed to keep your eyes open?
Yeah, I believe you can keep your eyes open.
Yeah,
I
think so.
You know what I could do, too? Let me, so you guys can concentrate, and I can be funny. You guys take your headphones off.
Okay.
How does that sound? Okay. And that way I can do it. And,
or better yet, turn our headphones all the way down and we'll leave them on.
There you go.
Oh,
that way
good idea.
We'll be able to hear you.
They're
2 and 3?
1 and 2, I think. No, I'm 3.
Wow.
You're 1 now.
I'm 1.
Yeah.
Did you do something? That's
Watch
the wind.
This.
That's the wind.
Is that it?
Cool.
They're 2 and 4, I guess.
Okay.
I think it's
right. I'm 3.
Oh, that worked.
There you go.
I can't hear a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now their mics are turned
Oh, that's not very mystical.
But it's cool.
We want true mysticism here.
So
okay, we're going to try to be quiet.
What question are we going
to
do?
You guys.
Oh, this is like...
You guys just get it going and...
What question are you going to ask? This is like...
Don't worry.
Wait to hear what you're saying.
Okay.
What question?
Okay, we're going to get quiet.
Am I
going to
get laid tonight?
Is Johnny...
Is she going to get laid tonight?
Doctor Who said this is...
about the future.
Doctor Who said this is good radio. Thank you, Doctor Who. We appreciate
it. I want to know if Johnny Carson is a pedophile.
Okay, is Johnny Carson a pedophile?
Okay, you guys concentrate now. These guys are concentrating now. It is moving. It is moving. I'll tell you what. It just went to yes.
it just went to yes.
You have it.
Johnny Carson fucks small children.
So evidently, the spirits have spoken about our first question. Now, yes. I've seen Ouija boards used once.
How does it work?
And it basically, what I thought was people, Yeah, is that you start to slide it and then you let it take over or something like that. But that could be wrong.
So
I could
what,
be wrong.
What's the question?
But it did go to yes, and I don't know. I believe you ask, are any spirits out there? And you just sort of let it take over kind of thing.
No, because we already know they're out there.
No, I don't know that they're out there. I'm a skeptic.
Ask a direct question.
Ask a direct question. Okay. ZT?
Direct question.
Direct question. All right. Is there a spirit...
in the van.
Is there a spirit in the van that is a celebrity? Is there a spirit in the van that is a public figure?
Yeah.
Is there a spirit in the van who can enlighten us to deep burning questions that we have?
It's angry. It doesn't want to move.
It might be.
It's a lame question it's telling us.
Okay. Something's burning.
Yeah. I put the sage a little too close to the candles.
Is the sage stinky? The sage is stinky. Is there a spirit out there that wants to communicate with us? It is moving a little bit.
R.
Okay. Right now there's silence. The planchette/CD is moving.
RT?
The spirits are very bad spellers. So I've heard.
Apologize, I can't stop laughing.
R-T.
Pay no attention to the man in the driver's seat.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Now it's...
I have a question for the spirit. Are we speaking to a spirit right now? Are we speaking to a living spirit in the van?
Isn't that a contradiction? A living spirit?
Monk's other hand just slipped beneath the dashboard and is now sliding up G-Girl's leg.
It's getting way too close to my crotch.
Is there such a thing as two things?
Like a Z? Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay, it's moving off the board again, but I think it might have paused on Z for a second.
It's on the board. It's on the board. It's slowly making its way around. Now it's moving a little faster. There's a little more speed to it, for sure. Okay, let's see. Are we speaking? Do we have a spirit on the board? Can you answer yes or no? Do we have a spirit on the board? Okay.
Answer unclear.
The answer is, well, it's in the neighborhood of yes for sure. Okay. What's your name, spirit? Who are you?
Didn't it already say RT?
Let's get a little clarification on that. Let's allow the spirit to speak.
Yeah, what happens if the spirits don't know English?
Well, then we get gibberish. We should be able to decipher a name, though. What's your name, spirit?
I was trying to spell in my shiza.
You can't do that.
All right, it's J.
Uh-oh, J.
Okay, next letter. Shit. Next letter, spirit. Now it's the planchette is sliding. J-E. That actually makes phonetic sense so far.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I want you to know that I'm a skeptic, right? But these guys both have their eyes closed right now.
Uh-huh.
So.
Mine goes over this, but I'm definitely not steering this fucker.
Okay. So it is sliding.
And then it goes to,
blow by blow.
V, maybe? No?
It stopped on V. J-E-V.
Jev.
Jevediah Springfield.
It's a hillbilly spirit.
Oh, I bet it's called, maybe it's Jehovah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
J-E-V-A.
Java.
J E V A.
Coffee in the van.
Okay.
Well, is it?
And the
how do we know when it's done? It'll stop.
I'm assuming. Okay. It'll give us some sort of word, you know, message.
Yeah.
It's a little inconclusive, that one. It's kind of in between. Is that an R?
It's kind of close to.
Or it's a K. So that makes no sense to me.
Jevic.
Okay. Javik. If that is your name. Okay. Javik. Are you...
Here, ZT, you sit down.
Oh. All right. I'll do it.
I want ZT to do this. Because he's a non-believer. I kind of believe this is possible.
No, I'm a believer.
She believes it is.
She does, and she's serious about it. All right, Jevic.
I wouldn't touch it if I didn't believe.
You can't do it one person? Okay. I saw the movie.
One person do it? I think I'm the only one.
One person can do it. And I've heard that it's bupkis that it's dangerous for one person to do it. Arcady is Doctor Who. Said, ask for the ghost of Tony Randall.
He's recently
we just might have to. Yes, he's fresh meat, as is Reagan. So we can go for them. But I'm curious to see who we have on the board here. Is Jevik, I believe. J-E-V-A-K.
Javik. Sounds like a Star Trek character.
It could be. So I want to ask the spirit, Spirit, are you still there? Jevik, are you still there?
Jevik.
It is Slider.
Not again. There.
Neither person is looking at the board. I can verify that.
CT is staring out into space.
And it is sliding to yes. Okay. Jevik, I have a tough question to start with. Are you in heaven or are you in hell?
Yes.
It is sliding.
The answer is both.
It's a little. Now, one thing I can say is that it has stayed within the parameters of the so-called board.
Of the board itself, that's true.
It has.
It's amazing.
Is there something I need to be thinking about while this is going on?
Masturbation.
Don't think.
Okay, I'm trying not to.
Try to clear your mind. Let's let Jevik speak. Okay. Maybe I started you off too rough there, Jevik. Let's go with...
There is no heaven or hell.
That's what I was going to say. Let's go. Is there a heaven or a hell? I'm sorry if I confused you.
Aren't you not supposed to ask questions like that?
No, it said not about God. But I don't
follow
any of the rules.
Doesn't this relate, though, kind of? Because if he says yes to heaven, then that implies there's a God.
Not necessarily. There could be a heaven-free God. A God-free heaven, rather.
It's not moving. You have to ask more...
Specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Such as, Jevik, are you dead?
Yeah, but that's obvious.
Not necessarily.
Jevik, are you
male? It's shooting to yes. Shooting to yes. Okay. Jevik, did you die in an accident or did you die in an untimely manner?
You can't ask either or. You have to ask one or the other.
Jevik,
yes
did you
no?
die in an untimely manner? Untimely age? It's sliding over to no.
No.
Okay, so we can assume that
Jevik was old.
Jevik lived a long life.
Not necessarily. Maybe he just died.
Maybe it was 1,000 years ago.
Well, you
got to
disagree with everything I say.
Are there numbers on the board? Okay.
There are numbers on the board. So how old were you? How old were you when you died, Jevik?
I was 3. Oh.
It's kind of in between spots. It looked like it's over the 9.
It went over 9.
Yeah. Okay, so 9.
Probably a little hard for him to use a CD.
93. What year?
Maybe it's 92.5.
He was 92 and a half years old when he kicked the bucket. That's an old fucker.
What year, Jevik? You guys aren't being very serious about this.
Yeah, you two are supposed to be the drivers of the Ouija board.
What year did you pass away?
Well, did you see that U-turn?
It did, just did a big U-turn. Okay, it's a 1.
Seven,
okay.
Three.
That's a 3. Okay.
So this was 1738, before the American Revolution.
Oh, far well before.
30 years before.
Can I ask what country? Is there a way to ask what country you lived in?
Somebody's calling ZT.
APOC,
if you're listening, cut it out.
I didn't see the first letter, damn it. It's G, okay. In case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Jevik, who passed away in 1738. 58, was it, or 68?
I-H-S-G-D.
G. I believe that's an... I would have to guess that's an E.
Okay.
It's in between D. Okay, we'll go with E.
Maybe Germany?
I'm thinking that's a good possibility. Let's see where it's going.
I think this R...
Well, that's to T now,
get.
Correct?
Get.
1736. Get. Maybe it stands for something. G-E-T. Greenwich... Equal time.
W. Okay.
Get with it.
D.
D.
G E W D. What was it? G E.
G E T
W D.
W D.
Maybe he's writing in German.
Just might be.
Maybe it's a different language.
Well, with a name like Jevic. 1738. Thank you, Arcady. Is that an N?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to assume this is either no longer a sovereign nation, or I don't know what exactly is
so
going on.
G-E-T-W-D-N.
Yeah. Can...
We need a whiteboard in here.
Was it... Actually, let's put it this way. Let's ask yes and no questions. Let's try to keep it simpler. Jevic, is this in a European... Is this in Europe? Was this country in Europe? Okay. A quick slide to no. A very quick slide, a definitive slide, I might say. Okay, how about, was it in
it's
Asia? And it, okay, it's an Asian nation.
So Jevic is an Asian name.
And it's, I guess so.
Ah, Jevic!
I thought it was going to be somebody named Jerry.
Jevic.
I should have more prepared for an interview of this magnitude.
Yeah. We didn't prep for this. We're talking to the fucking dead ghosts out there.
I'm using a beer bottle on a dashboard. I didn't think it was actually going to work.
It's a CD on a dashboard.
The plan was a stereo.
Do you have a message for us?
I Googled Jevic, and the first hit is a Star Trek fan-written script.
Is that how it was spelled?
No, it wasn't. It was J-E-V-A-K, actually.
It's good that you...
Okay. Jevic, did you die a violent death?
Headed towards no.
Okay, it is headed towards no.
Yeah, this is a boring ghost. Let's get a different ghost.
Well, let's ask him some good questions.
Jevic, were you gay?
Is that why you died?
It didn't move. It stayed on no.
Oh, it's a guy.
Jevic, were you... Yes. Are you a male or a female? Are you male?
Excluding the transgenders.
Now, you guys are truly not moving this, correct, you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
And ZT is a skeptic.
I am a skeptic.
Okay, so it said Jevic was male. Jevic, were you married? Were you married? Okay, it stayed on yes. Did you ever murder anybody yourself?
Yes.
Ooh.
Stayed on yes.
This is why Jevic is still around to talk with us.
Yeah, this is what we want to know. Yes, is this why you haven't found peace?
Is there something we could do to help?
He's all staying on yes now.
A piece of sage?
Staying on yes. So, Jevic, did you murder more than one person, or was this just one person? Did you murder more than one person?
I killed witches.
Okay, now this is staying on yes. This is getting a little creepy now. Jevic was evidently killing more than one people. Yeah. Jevic, were you a murderer of children?
Yes. Oh,
it has yet to move. All right.
So Jevic was it 1736?
1738.
1738. Murderer of children.
Jevic, were you ever caught for any of your crimes? Were you ever persecuted for your crimes? Yes.
Yes.
Evidently, I'm trying to ask a no question to get this thing to move again. Did you die at home? Now it is moving. Okay. And neither one of these guys is looking at it. I mean, they could be in the neighborhood, but this thing really is going right to the word. Right, so it says, no, he didn't die at home. Jevic, did you die in prison? No.
I think you got strung up.
Were you executed? No. Well, he was 91, he said.
93. 92 and a half.
92.5. 95.3! 92.5. Okay. Do you guys have any questions? Now, this is evidently a child murder. Jevic, you are a child murder. You were a child murderer in your life, correct?
But apparently was never caught.
And it goes to yes. And directly to yes, I might add. How many children did you kill?
Four. Four children.
Okay.
How many children did you have?
You had one child. Did you murder your own child?
No.
You did not. Did you sexually abuse children? No. I want to ask a question that allows him to spell, but he doesn't appear to be a very good speller.
Say, why did you kill children?
Why did you kill these four children, Javik?
F-U-N.
You can spell. It is moving now to letters. It's sliding around. It's hovering.
Close your eyes.
It's picking up speed now. M.
M. Money. R.
R. Did it really stop on R?
Not really. G.
No. Didn't really stop yet.
It's
L.
Mole.
M-L-R.
M-L-R. Money, love, and religion.
L.
D. That's a D. No, that was an L. Right. M-L.
R-L.
R-L.
A.
M-L-R-L-A.
Is this, Okay.
Is that last?
I'm not... I've lost it. I've lost his spelling. So evidently he's either speaking a different language that doesn't exist because it's gibberish.
So we are on
the Ouija board right now.
Well, it was Asian. He was Asian.
Yes.
Remember Asian?
Yes.
What does Malarala mean?
Anybody let us know that one.
Any Asians out there that know what Malarala means?
I don't know, but Yage contacted us and it says, Tatiana Jevic. Hello, my number is Tatiana 41. Attractive Russian woman with long facial hair and grayish blue eye. Kind of responsive, a bit sly, but persistent.
And, so, you know, he could be Jevic. Asian and he could be Russian.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, because Asia's an awful big. Okay. Jevic, are you Russian? Were you from Russia? Damn it. No, he was evidently not Russian. Can we
ask if he was the darkie?
Jevic, did your wife know that you killed children? She didn't. She didn't.
Mm.
So,
this was one evil fuck.
I have an issue here, yeah. Did you ever tell anybody that you were a child murderer, Jevic?
You lived in 93. It's
nobody funny. Knew.
Oh,
and
so this is why he contacted us.
He's confessing. Yeah.
Is that the reason why you're speaking to us? Because you feel guilty about these murders and you need to get it off your spiritual chest? No. So, what could be the reason that Jevic is speaking to us?
Boredom.
Boredom. Are you, do you ever encounter the children that you murdered in the spirit world, you twisted bastard? No. You don't.
Do you?
How old were the children that you murdered? How old were they? How old was the first child that you murdered? two? You killed a 2-year-old.
Who's a... And a... Oh, no, I guess not. Never mind.
You would be 1.7.
This was an infant.
Did you murder the child with a knife?
Toddler.
A knife? They took a butcher knife to the baby.
Well, what did they have? No.
No. Did you strangle the child? No. Did you smother the child? Did you...
Drown.
Drown the child? Did you bludgeon the child? Jevic, I'm getting a bad vibe here, bro. Did you...
Dismember.
Did you dismember the child?
Stop laughing, you guys. You can't do this when you're laughing. We're just trying to get an answer here, guys.
All right,
this is not
Jevic.
Funny. This is serious shit. Go ahead and get the phone. Let's get the phone.
Throw it on.
It's probably an
Art Bell. KBFR, you're on the air with Jevic.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. You're on
Hello.
The air.
Hi. Hey, okay. Ask him if he's from India, because Mala Mala, that sounds kind of Indian.
You know, he's
okay.
Right. It does sound Indian.
You know, you're absolutely right.
He's right.
Like Mala, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you know.
Malala. Malala.
Yeah, it's Indian. Ask him if he has, like, a hat or there's like a turban. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a carpet.
Right on. Jevic. Or Jevic are you from India, Jevic? Was India your nation? I'm asking him, man. Shut up for a second. It's a fine question, by the way. He says no, he's not from India. How about Pakistan? I'm going back to Paki. Paki. Paki.
Sounds like something that's
I don't think so.
No. Polynesian Islands.
Polynesian Islands. Jevic, are you from...
Like,
are you from...
Colorado. It sounds Polynesian.
How do you know what Colin Eugene sounds like?
I don't know.
No. He says no, man. This is a tough mystery.
Ask him if he's in,
Jevic, how about this? I just got an IM real quick. Jevic, did you shoot? Did you kill the children with a gun? You sick bastard. No. 1738.
I can't understand you. What?
No, I was asking him. We had an IM, so I asked him a question if he shot the children with a gun. And he said
they didn't
no.
have guns back. Did they have guns?
Oh, absolutely. In 1738?
A musket. Ask him if he shot them with a musket.
He said no gun. So, but he didn't have a Glock, I can tell you that. He wasn't packing a Glock.
I don't think they had guns in China.
How about, Jevic, were you homosexual? Jevic, do you feel guilty for murdering the children? Oh, a little bit of remorse.
What the hell is going on there? What does he say?
Now he said yes, he is guilty. He feels guilty for murdering the children.
Ask him if he burnt the kids.
Ah, good one. Jevic, did you kill...
them. Ask him if he ate them.
Right on, man. You're good at this. Jevic, did you burn the children? Did you kill them with fire?
Hang on a second.
Oh, it's on. Yes, dude.
Well, there's only
wait,
one.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Let's
give it a chance. Jevic, did you burn the children? Did you kill the children with fire?
Okay, I gotta go because my phone is dying. But one last thing to ask him. Ask him if he wore too many sandals.
Thanks, man.
I gotta
man.
Go now.
Peace.
Bye.
Later.
Turn her headphones off.
No, these are yours.
Okay. So Jevic, let me ask you again because I was a bit confused. Did you kill the children by fire? Is that how they were murdered?
No.
That's not you. No, they were not murdered by fire.
That was me, but that's
you. Okay. I've thought of every known way to murder somebody that I can think of.
My back is killing me. Somebody has to take over.
Okay.
Jevic is boring as hell.
Strange.
Jean Bonnet.
Drew says talk to Jean Bonnet. That's rough right there, bro. All right, let me get on here. Okay. Let me get on here with you. Okay.
Here, sit in a regular chair.
Okay. Jevic, are you still here? He goes right to
yes.
Okay. I'm doing nothing. We established that that's the first time I've put my hands on the planchette, and I can say that it certainly didn't feel like I was like I know I wasn't moving it. Okay. So Drew says talk to Jean Bonnet. We will get to that. Let's get to this guy though, because I really got to find out how he murdered.
God, he's so boring. boring. All right. I want to talk to JonBenet.
He's a child killer, man. Then we'll get to JonBenet.
He murdered JonBenet. Okay, now his previous life.
We've established that he feels guilty. Let's get to one more thing.
Was her name JonBenet?
Okay, wait. I'm on here. Okay. He says no, her name is not JonBenet. I'm pretty sure we knew that, G girl. Thanks.
What if he was reincarnated?
Okay, now you felt guilty about it. We got to that. Do you feel are you paying a penance right now, you sick twisted child murderer? You're not paying a penance right now. Is I don't know. Think of a good question, everybody. What did the guy say? We didn't bludgeon. How did you kill the children, Jevic? Tell us how you killed these poor children. What is that?
S.
T?
Stabbed.
I asked about the knife. Stabbed. A. Okay.
Stab.
R? Starved?
Oh,
dude.
Chills.
Dude.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
You starved children. Oh, all right.
I just got a chill. Like nasty.
Absolutely. Okay.
Sage.
It would have been so much worse if you stabbed him.
Starving is like the worst way you can die.
Oh, man.
You're an evil spirit.
Twisted bastard. Do you believe that you're a twisted bastard and you deserve punishment? Come on, man, speak to me now. You don't deserve punishment, he's going to.
These evil two-year-olds.
He says no, he doesn't deserve this. All right, I got to answer an IM, Jevic. Hold on one second, bastard. Oh, that's pretty harsh, Yage. We'll talk about that. All right, so you don't believe you deserve... Did you believe these children deserve to be starved to death? Ooh, a quick yes.
They were the wrong religion. They were...
He says no, they weren't the wrong religion. All right. Jevic, why... So you're telling me you feel guilty, you sick prick. You're telling me you feel guilty, right? I can't believe that thing spelled out starve. That was a little creepy for sure. Because I'm a total skeptic. So did I. Because what's the worst way? What's the worst thing you can do, man? You're killing innocent babies. Did you know the children you killed? You just randomly picked up children off the street in Malarmar and starved them. Did you know their families? Did you have a grudge against their families? No grudge. So you're just a sick bastard, basically. Do you understand that you're a sick person? Do you understand that murdering children is wrong?
Was he mentally incapacitated at the time?
Did you do it for religious purposes? Did you kill these? Did you starve these children for enjoyment? This guy's a prick. Why did you kill these children? Why did you starve these young children? Okay, it is sliding. Do a little play-by-play here. You. We're probably going to get, like, Oonga Loonga.
You fucking bastard.
You. Okay, we're working on you. You, N. C. Okay, were you their uncle? Jevic, were you their uncle? You weren't their uncle. I shouldn't have interrupted. No. Okay. UNCL. I think I know where this is going. A. Oh, no, it didn't really stop. You were their uncle. So you were these. You were the children's uncle? I just asked you that. It's still sliding. N. It's in the neighborhood of you, correct? Just below you. New. Okay. Jevic, I gotta tell you, in the short time that I've known you.
What did that spell?
It said Uncle New.
UNC.
It said UNCLE. Spelled uncle. Should said we, that he wasn't
we,
their uncle.
Should we start again? Because you screwed it up.
Who did? I did?
Yeah.
I know, I did. Well, so what do you want to ask?
Were you related?
Yeah, it was. Just because he went UNC, so I figured. He wasn't saying University of North Carolina. All right, Jevic, let's do this. Let's do this again. Let's run through this again, you twisted fuck. We're going to go, were you...
But he said he didn't know them, so then.
He didn't know them.
Right.
That's right. Okay. He didn't know them, and he said he killed them because he's Uncle New. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know? I mean, what's the deli here? He starved the children. How old was the second child that you starved? It's going to get some easy answers here. Two. So you have an issue with two-year-olds, is evidently the way it's working to me. Terrible news. How old was the third child? Two. And how old was the fourth child? Evidently two. All right. So you got an issue here, big fella. You got an issue with starving two-year-olds. Did you run out of breast milk? He said no. I think I knew the answer to that one.
Is he a doctor?
It did go to no. Ah, very good question. Were you a doctor, Jevic? No, he was not a doctor.
Do you have doctors in Pakistan?
Were you a Hindu? Let me stop. Were you a religious man, Jevic? Were you a religious man? Yes.
You starve them on some
did you?
Ritual.
Yes. Did you starve them for religious reasons? No. Can you tell me, in your sick, twisted, fucked up, spiritual, limbo land mind, exactly why? And tell us as clearly as how, you prick. Tell us why you starve these children. Is that between T and S?
T-U.
QRS, T-U. I guess so. Okay. You guys are going to have to tell me what letters it is. I can't see. Oh, more gibberish from Jevic. L. All right. Actually, I believe what he was trying to say was uncle.
No. And queen.
Oh. Yes. The children were unclean? Did you murder the children because they were unclean? Were they... Yes, he murdered the children because they were unclean. It's got confirmation now. So you felt you did the right thing by murdering these children. All right, I gotta be honest. I don't know about how you guys now. The idea of speaking to a child murderer that I can't punish is a little bit annoying to me. So what do you say we ditch Jevic and try to get somebody else? You want to do that?
Can we do that, Jevic?
You guys into it? You don't ask him for permission. We run it.
Keep the bad spirits on the good side.
All right. Well, you're the spiritual one, so you know. All right, Jevic, you want to say goodbye to us now? Yes. All right. Let me just leave you with this, okay? I hope your soul lingers in eternity forever. I hope you're very unhappy where you are. Actually, we just got some information from him, but he wants to say goodbye, I guess. unclean. How are they unclean? I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you go yet. I got two more questions for you. Two more questions for you, child murdering spirit from Asia, the 1730s. And you live to be 91. I don't think that's unfair. I think that's a little unfair. We're, why? Can I ask why the children were unclean? Why, Jevic, were the children unclean? What made them unclean? H. A. I. Hair? It's spelled hair.
That's so weird, because I got an image.
What'd you get an image of? Tell us.
Hair.
Really? Yeah. Well, it was because I said H-A-I.
No, this is before.
Okay, so the children were unclean because they had hair?
Is it? No, that's not it.
That's what he said. He just went to yes.
What about their hair, though?
He's answering on his own now. He's feeling his oats. Okay, it's a B. R. O.
It's a color.
Yeah, I would think it is.
He's trying to create
W.
Aryan. This is Hitler. It's pretty
good. He's going to brown. So you killed these children because they're Asian with brown hair? What color was their hair supposed to be, Jevic? You prick. W. His spelling has gotten much, much better. H. Okay, I think I know where this is going. I. T. I'm going to wait, though. I took uncle too quick, and it was unclean before. So you killed these children because they had brown hair. What color was your hair? What? B? He's going now. L? Okay.
Blue.
Jevic, let me cut you off. Was your hair black? No. Shit. All right, spell it. What color was your hair? This thing is moving around faster now. I'll give it that. B. Come on. Speed it up a little. I haven't got all night. L. O. Okay. Okay. N. I got you, brother.
Oh.
D. So you're in... You were... A blonde Asian in the 1700s? Mm. What? Were you born in Asia? No. No. All right. You guys got any more questions for this twisted fuck? We could go places with this because it is getting a little interesting as far as there's some different stuff going on. Jonas Monk ran out. I think he's a little scared.
I think he has too.
He's like, fuck that noise. This shit's moving on its own for sure. Mind you, this is a CD on the dashboard of the van. And it's a perfect. I can't believe it. We didn't think of the CD earlier. This is actually working very well. This is great. I'm glad you did the protection rituals too.
Yeah, I got those.
All right, Jevic.
Well, how about, is there anything he wants to tell us?
There you go. That's a good one. Again, is there anything you would like to tell us? Okay. And is it about yourself? Is it about the children? He said no, by the way. No. No. All right.
Why don't you just tell us?
Tell us what it's about. Tell us what you want to tell us, and then we're going to say goodbye. Okay, the planchette is sliding. Oh. And. L. Y. Only. D. It is moving again. Let's see, we got a I. Only die. So you just got a lot of death on your mind. We all will eventually die, my friend. Mean? What's that?
What does that mean? Only die.
Yeah, only die. Well, he said, "What? Anything you want to tell us?" Yeah, only to die. He's not real happy with us, I guess.
He's a mean spirit. I'm glad I have my protection spell up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jevik. I think you're basically a prick. How about you? Pubic hair? I think that's TC, correct?
No.
That's not TC. So. Okay. Somebody said pubic hair. No, it was actually because they had brown hair, because this dude is a blonde Asian in the 1700s who wants us to die. We eventually will die, you prick, and we'll join you. And when I do meet you in the existential spirit world, I will personally boot your ass, because I don't like you. But we're going to say goodbye now. You want to leave? Yeah. Yeah, well, you're not wanted here either, you prick. He did go to yes. So go to goodbye, say goodbye, and get out of here, you fuck.
Jevik.
Goodbye, you prick. Child murdering fuck. Wow, that was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I'm a total non-believer. I still think, like, I've read up on this, right, and it says basically that it's called, there's a term for it, idiomotor, I believe it is. Idiomotor.
If you're not looking.
Yeah, it's a subconscious. That's why a lot of things come out Malarmar and things like that. The thing that freaked me out a little bit was the starve. I gotta be perfectly honest with you.
That scent chills up my spine.
Freaked me out. Did to me too. And like, I'm the ultimate skeptic. But that freaked me out a little bit, because I thought every way you could kill somebody.
Chill just like run up my spine.
Right?
And that was fucking scary.
That's rough, man. So, that's our first guest of the evening. Jevik, the Asian, the blonde Asian child murderer. He killed 4 2-year-old children, starved them to death.
At least he was kind of interesting.
He certainly was, and he answered our questions in a timely manner. You know, I can't argue with that. But then he said, like, what does he want from us? He wants us only to die. Which I can't really blame him, because, you know, I wasn't very nice to him.
I guess not.
You know. Yeah. I'm going to drive real careful on the way home tonight, though, I can tell you that.
I know, geez.
There'll be a time. We will all die, so that doesn't frighten me much. You know, what can I say?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's like a good die.
Yeah. I think he was trying to go to tea and diet. Only diet. So take care of a diet and we'll be all right. So that was
that would make sense with the star.
I know.
there you go. There you go.
Maybe he starved the kids because they were fat.
Yeah. He's got a problem. He was one of the first body Nazis. You know.
The Atkins diet one step too far.
So that
maybe,
was...
Maybe like the brown hair was like they poop too much.
Brown hair? Well, that's what this dude said. Was it pubic hair? And I guess we should have asked that, but I didn't notice the IM till we were off that subject. And to be honest with you, I just don't have a real affinity for child murderers, you know.
No.
So.
Especially not one.
Fuck him in the ear. You're heading out.
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
Let's do one more.
Yeah, let's do one more.
No, I'm tired. I have to go take care of G-Dog.
Let's get a nice spirit on here. What do you say? You want to try to do that? Let's try to contact a specific spirit. Want to try to get Reagan?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's try to get Ronald Reagan.
But then I'll be like, sure,
oh, because of the Alzheimer's? Once he passes on, though, I guess his brain reverts, right?
Who's the nicest person that we know of who's dead?
The nicest person that we know of that's dead. Huh.
And then let's contact him.
Who's the nicest person? Hey, who's the nicest person y'all know who's dead? Well, let's think. Will Rogers, is he dead? He's got to be dead. He was like alive in like the 1915s, wasn't he?
Okay, I know.
Who?
The PBS guy.
Oh, Bob Ross. The painter?
Would be good.
A happy little tree?
Oh,
Mr. Rogers.
But Bob Ross, I like.
I'm like, I'm a big Bob Ross fan.
Like Bob Ross.
I'll go with Bob Ross. Let's see what Yage has to say.
Bob Ross.
The word? Okay. Asian Aryan. All right, Yage tells us Asian Aryan. The word Iran comes from the word Aryan. Does it really? Iran comes from the word Aryan?
Yeah.
All right. Huh. So maybe this prick was in the Middle East, and he, but he was blonde. So was he Jesus?
Jesus and his starved children.
Man, that starve was creepy, man. That was the one thing out of the whole thing that was creepy. That was creepy.
Starved and then unclean.
Unclean. It was pretty creepy, too.
That was kind of creepy.
It was pretty creepy.
Yeah. But he said he wasn't being punched.
No, and he was never punished. He was never caught, and he died at a very old age, right? 92? 93? Somewhere around there? 92.5. 92.5. WKBFR. No. You're listening to 95.3 KBFR, Boulder Free Radio. Yeah, you guys are IMing us. Should we contact Mr. Rogers, or should we contact Bob Ross, the painter, Happy Little Tree Man?
Bob Ross.
I'm more on the planet, the place of Bob Ross, because I personally like Bob Ross.
Would you stay if it was Mr. Rogers?
Would I stay? No, yeah.
No.
Oh.
Did Monk leave? Monk, like, I think Monk's in a church right now. He's definitely in a chapel somewhere.
I don't know what happened to him. He ran out of here.
So this is the first ever Friday Night Ouija Fest.
We should send a tape of this to some historians.
We should try to find out a little bit.
If there was ever four mysterious little Asian kid deaths or something.
Yeah, we should have asked him how old he was, what year he killed them in.
Oh, right. Good point.
That would have been a good question.
So the year he died was... Was he born in 1738 or
no?
Did
he died in 1738.
Oh, okay, so it would have been like the 1600s.
Yeah, starved children. That's so creepy.
That's really.
All right, let's get a little good energy going. Let's get Bob Ross in here.
Bob Ross.
I dig Bob Ross. All right. So how do we get this started? We just drop it on here.
It's creepier now. It's just the two of us.
It is, because there's no protection.
It's like
the candles are still lit.
Yeah, it's like some kind of.
What happened?
I do to my other.
He just lost the mic for a second.
It's a homoerotic Ouija fest.
Hey, I don't see it as homoerotic, man. If Dick shows up, it'll be homoerotic.
It's almost like we're holding hands.
It is almost.
In that, it's kind of creepy.
You try to touch me, I'm going to stick Jevic on you. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I have blonde hair.
Oh, Jevic, you fuck, man. What a fuck. You do have blonde hair, so you're right.
Yeah,
I'm a brown haired. I'm unclean. So, yeah. But it would take a long time to starve me. I'd last for a while, I think. I'd be feeding off myself for quite some time.
This would be great.
Let's try to get Happy Tree Guy. Now, this is a guy that I really don't have any ill will towards at all. I was a big Bob Ross fan. I was bumming when he died.
I don't know how you could not like Bob Ross.
How exactly? You'd have to be a communist or a Jevic to not like Bob Ross. There's something wrong with you, right? So let's get going here.
We should have asked Jevic that if he like. I guess Bob Ross had brown hair.
Jevic pissed me off, man. Bob Ross did have brown. He had a fro. He had the best white man's fro I've ever seen.
He did have a good.
He had like a good Julius Irving fro going.
Yeah.
You know, from like when he played for the Nets. You know, back in the day. All right, so let's try to contact Bob Ross. Hands are on the planchette.
Yeah, this phone is going limp.
AKA CD.
AKA CD.
Okay.
So do we need to do anything to start?
I don't remember. It just started moving on its own because you guys were doing it, right? Or no, it was actually Monk.
It was Monk and G-Girl who started it.
Monk is at home showering right now. With, like, bleach. He's trying to clean himself. He hasn't even called. Usually when I bust on him, he calls. But he hasn't even called yet. So, all right. I have no free hands at the moment. One is on the planchette and one is on the mic here.
Yeah.
So let's get this going. Let's try to get Bob Ross. Okay. I don't know how to get started.
Oh, shit. Who's calling?
All right. Let's wait. Wait, Spirit World.
Oh, no. It's so unimportant.
Right.
I wonder what APOC was calling about.
Oh, yeah. APOC, call us back, bro.
Yeah.
We'll get you on there. I don't know. I'm almost afraid to let him go. He starts speaking in tongues and shit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try to get this. Bob Ross, are you out there? Bob Ross, please contact us. We have nothing but love and respect for you. We have nothing but love. No, you're not Bob Ross. Do you know Bob Ross? I took my hands off. Trying to keep him very light. Let's see. Okay, you do know Bob Ross. Okay. Is can we speak to Bob Ross?
This is going to be kind of a letdown.
Won't let us talk to Bob Ross. It
appears to be going to no. Okay. We can't speak to Bob Ross. Can we speak to Ronald Reagan? No. Can we speak to... I'm trying to keep my fingers very light on it so as to not manipulate it at all.
Yeah.
Can we speak to Mr. Rogers? No. Come on, man. All right. Okay, wait. Let me ask you this question, because we do have a spirit on the board right now. Spirit, are you a murderer in any way? No. Do you wish us ill will in any way? No. Okay, so he's passing a few tests here. All right, because I can't go with too much negativity. It's got to be a yin to the yang, you know?
Anyone named Javik, I don't think we should trust.
Yeah. Ah, he's back. He's back. We're trying to contact Bob Ross.
We got someone who knows him.
The painter. So, do you know Bob Ross personally, Spirit? Oh, you're shitting me. It goes to yes. Okay. So, Spirit does know Bob Ross personally. Are you an artist? No, you were not an artist.
He was Bob Ross's lover.
Hey, man, don't mess with Bob Ross. Don't go on the Bob Ross thing. Okay. Mr. Rogers.
It's a lot of Bob Ross, doesn't he?
Yeah.
This guy wants us to get Mr. Rogers, but this guy knows, the spirit that we're talking to now evidently knows Bob Ross personally.
Yeah.
And, is that moving again?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think Mr. Rogers would be much more interesting. All
right. Oh, that's because you guys, a little sweater.
I want to know if he was gay.
I think you get what you can get with Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Okay,
let me ask you this.
Wait a minute. So Bob Ross is all that was available?
No, we were trying
to get Bob Ross, and he says he knows him personally.
Yeah.
So was Bob Ross a Vietnam vet? Did Bob Ross fight in Vietnam? No. I thought he did, though. Are you lying to me?
Yes.
No.
Maybe he didn't know Bob Ross that well.
What? Yeah. What did Bob Ross do for a living?
Maybe it's a different Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah. I guess it is a pretty common name. am I doing something wrong? I feel like I keep picking my hands off it because I don't want to manipulate it. All right, put it this way. Was the Bob Ross you know, was he a painter? Okay. Wrong Bob Ross. Oh, man.
Bob Ross lived down the street, you know?
Bob used to be my weed connection.
Yeah, man.
All right,
good
Spirit,
dealer,
let's
good
get to
shit.
This. Let's get to this.
Mushrooms galore.
Let's get to this. What year did you die? All right, slowly making its way. Five.
It's going to get 250.
59. 59.
1959.
Was it 1959?
1959. Shortcut.
Okay. Yeah, good deal. Thanks for being succinct. Okay, did you die of natural causes? Yes, you did.
Good times.
Good deal. Okay. Yeah. Are you an American? Were you an American? Okay,
God
evidently,
bless him.
Yes. Good deal. Not because I'm so crazy about Americans, but because I'm thinking he'll spell better than Jevic and maybe not starve children. Fuckbag. All right, so you were an American. What state did you live in? What state did you live in?
Don't be contemptuous.
I'm not now. I'm being nice. This guy's being nice, so I'm being nice. M? That thing's pulling. Is that an A? Massachusetts? Were you in Massachusetts?
Boston.
M-A... Oh, Maine. Were you in Maine? Ah, okay. So he's in Maine. He's a Nor'easter. I'm from New York myself, man. We're brethren. I dig the Maine.
You weren't even born when he died, though.
No, I was not.
Yeah.
A pure 11 years before I was born. But we still share a brotherhood.
All right.
Okay. So you died in 1959. You were from Maine. Were you married? Okay, he was married. Did you have children? Yes, he did have children. where can we go here? Where can we go, Monk?
What was the question?
We've got that he's from 1959. He's from Maine. He died of natural causes.
Did he starve any children?
Did you starve any children? No, he's gone right to no. This guy's all right, I think.
Sounds kind of boring.
This guy's all right. It is a little boring, but like...
I say move on.
Hey, give the guy a chance.
What did you... Did
you work in the...
Yeah, aren't you being contemptuous?
Yeah, really? What happened? You're
gonna piss this guy off and he's going to...
This guy is... Jevic told us to die. This guy isn't telling us that. You know?
What did you... what'd you do for a living there, Bob?
Yeah, what'd you do for a living, Bob? No, it's not Bob.
Bob's friend.
G?
Gunner.
GM?
General manager.
S?
GMS. Gmiss.
A? L?
GM Sal?
GM Sales?
Oh, General Motor Sales. Sold cars.
Well, did you sell cars?
Car salesman.
Shit, he did. So, yeah, we got... What are the odds?
We got a used fucking car salesman.
No, no, not necessarily used.
Well, in 59, there weren't any really that many used cars.
I guess not.
Because they lasted a long time.
All right, so you were a car salesman in Maine in 1959. Or you passed away in 1959. Were you a successful car salesman? I guess he was a successful car salesman.
Would he say no?
I know.
No car salesman worth his salt would say no.
You got anything in a 55 Nomad for me?
Sucked.
No. All right. all right.
Let me get this straight. We've gotten Javik, the starving child killer.
Well, and Bob's friend. He wasn't starving. He was starving someone else.
Bob's friend.
Well, this guy.
GM Sars.
Hey,
sales guy.
All right. What's your name? F. R. All right. Ooh. E. D. Well, what's up, Fred? This is Fred, the car salesman from Maine.
Fred, the car salesman from Maine.
God bless him.
I'd like to sell you GM.
Fred, like was the Bob Ross that you know, was he another car salesman? Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Look at that.
So we got ourselves a couple of car salesmen.
We do. If he starts asking me what model I'm interested in, I'm gonna have to go places. But no, this guy's been cool so far. I'm digging Fred.
For those of you who are wondering, we are doing a live Ouija board.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Experience here, talking to Fred, the GM car salesman, and to Javik. We just finished talking to Javik, the child murderer.
Yes. Yep. Javik was a prick. Fred is Fred's good egg.
Well, I think Javik killed more than just kids.
Yeah, Javik was
fucked
up.
Admitted to four children.
He admitted to killing four children all around the age
because
of two.
They were brown haired and he was blonde.
They were unclean. A couple creepy things
they
about
were
that.
Unclean, right?
Okay.
Well, that could have, if it was like India, that could have been, you know, caste system stuff. They could have been part of the Untouchables and it was okay.
He said he wasn't from India though. We asked India straight up.
Did you? We asked India and Pakistan and.
Did you ask Javanese?
Fred, you were married. Were you married to one woman your whole life? Yes, he was. This guy is straight up here. Yeah. He's a little less interesting.
Beaver Cleaver time.
But I'm cool with that, you know? It's nice to have, like I said, a yin to the yang.
It's a good balance.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a balance thing. Up, jinx! You know? Can't talk now.
That's pretty good.
You can't stop me. Yeah, we're using a Ouija board. Don't say jinx.
But we've got these candles burning. We've got the sage out. You know,
we do.
G girl, where's G girl?
She took off. She got freaked out by Javik, I think.
Did she?
Yeah.
Really?
She claimed responsibility, but she was a little freaked out by the starve. That was pretty creepy. Yeah. And again, I'm the ultimate skeptic. All right. So Fred was a GM sales. Fred, did you sell? Did you sell Chevys? Was that the? You did. Okay. Cool. Sticking on. Yes. Where do you go with what was the best selling model? You know, what was
I'd say thank you, Fred.
Yeah, you wanna hey Fred, you know what? You seem like a good guy. Would you like to go now and go do your thing? You would. Okay, you wanna go to goodbye? Fred. Right on, Fred. It was good talking to you, brother.
Bye.
You're a good man.
Bye,
Fred.
Bye,
Fred. Fred, peace. You're the anti-Jevic, man.
Absolutely.
All right. Good, Fred. All right. Let's give it up for Fred. He's our first non-child killer spirit in the van. So, Fred, I just want to tell you guys something. Do you know what Mr. Rogers' first name was?
Fred.
Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
So
his name was Fred. But he didn't die in 1952.
And he didn't sell GM cars.
Maybe
that was pretty.
Although,
GM sales?
You never know, because David Letterman started as a farmer's insurance agent.
Yes, he did, actually.
So maybe Fred...
Maybe Fred
Rogers was a GM car salesman.
Well, we asked
first.
Him if he knew Fred, and he also said Bob Ross was a salesman with him.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. So that one that was a little quicker. That one.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, though, I got to be honest. I'm trying very hard. Now it's the first time I've touched it. I'm trying very hard to leave as. That's why my hand comes off it sometimes. To leave as little pressure as possible. Like I said, I am a skeptic, and I still don't believe necessarily that we're contacting dead people on a.
Don't look at me like that.
On a dashboard.
I'm not 100%
with a
sure.
CD player.
So you didn't have anything to do with that. You didn't fuck with it at all.
I'm not fucking.
If he's fucking with it, he's doing a pretty good job. Because it was pulling that way.
You were being good. You were just letting it flow.
I just...
Okay, good.
Hey, Fred was a GM sales.
So what do you
Who's
going to
come
it?
Up with GM sales?
ZT, what do you think of this? Mr.
I think you have to believe in Ouija boards to play with Ouija boards.
Do you believe in Ouija boards?
Yes.
But see, I didn't believe in Ouija boards. Now we're using one.
Okay.
And it's working.
Do you believe now?
Well, but you're doing... Yeah, so you're sort of believing as you're doing it.
I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised. I'd like to get another American on the board. That's my key. Only because they spell better. It's a lot easier to read, and they don't murder children by starving. I'm sure they do, but we haven't run across that guy yet. You guys want to try to get Dahmer?
Isn't it midnight?
It's close. It's 11:55. It's almost the witching hour. So things are going
to
get funky now, Monk.
I think
funky
it's time
Monks.
To say goodnight.
You think?
It is for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's stick around for one more. Stick around for one more.
We tried to get G-Girl to do one more.
She wouldn't do it. And we ended up with Fred, the nice car salesman from Maine. I would have bought a car from Fred.
Yeah.
I could tell.
You know? I mean, if the product is all right, if it's a solid product, I'll take Fred's word for it.
Hey,
I should have asked him if he was an honest car salesman, because that's a trick question.
When did you stop beating your wife?
I don't want to confuse him. Well, he said he was married to one woman. I guess he was happily married. All right. Talk to a hot chick, he said. <this dude. laughs> Let's try to get Marilyn Monroe. Let's try to get a female spirit. What do you say?
I'll go for it.
Let's try to get
a female
spirit. Okay. Spirit, is there a spirit on the board right now? Is there a spirit on the board? It's not moving. Can we get a spirit on the board? Spirits, please come to the board.
Do we need to do something?
No.
I think it's having the non-believer.
Let's move it to the middle. Let's move it to the... I'm moving it now.
Believe.
That's me moving it.
I believe!
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Can we get a female spirit on the board, please? Preferably hot.
I was just going for sound effects.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Going to yes. Okay, we do have a female spirit on the board.
But what female doesn't think she's hot?
Yeah, this is true. Spirit, let's start with the opening question. I'm not going to go with the opening line. I'm not going to try to pick you up.
Did you murder children?
Oh, please go to no. It didn't move.
Don't ask that question.
Oh, he did ask. Now it's moving, and it's heading to no. Good deal. Good deal.
Because she's kind of slow.
Okay. You're going places, buddy. All right, what's your name, Spirit? Sliding the planchette. S? E? R. I'm guessing. A. Sarah. Okay, what's up, Sarah? How's it going? Now, that's spelled S-E-R-A.
This is really bothering me.
What's really bothering you?
That's my ex-wife's name.
Is it really?
Spelled
but
that
But she's
way?
Alive.
Okay. Spelled S-E-R-A?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
See, you're good Sarah. Times.
Sarah, Are you from the United States? Were you from the United States? Okay. Yes, that's a definitive yes.
I'll bet you she was from L.A. with that spelling.
Okay.
How do you know, like, if she was So if you're, by the time you're dead, you're probably not hot.
Depends now. We haven't gotten to that point yet with Sarah.
How old All were right. you when you died?
Yes, Sarah, how old were you when you died?
Teenager.
Let's not go there. Oh, she was young. 3? Six.
Breast cancer victim.
It's too young. Did you die of natural causes, sir? Oh, no.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, no. You're asking for it with the hot chicks.
That's no. You did not die. So you were murdered, sir?
Wait a minute. How old was Marilyn when she died? And what was her real name?
Her name wasn't Sarah. It was Norma Jean.
Norma. Okay.
Okay, so you weren't murdered? Did you die in a car accident?
No.
No. Weren't murdered. Didn't die in a car accident. Didn't die of natural causes.
You were specific. You said car accident.
Did you die in an accident? Okay, you did.
I accidentally picked up the wrong John.
An accident. Okay. What year did you pass away? Okay, 1. Eight. Seven. '75. You passed away in 1875?
Shortly after the Civil War.
That it was. So Sarah passed away in 1875. Both of my grandparents on my father's side were alive at that point.
Mm. Wow.
I'll tell you that. For real. So actually, my grandfather was 12, and my grandmother was 10.
So you're going to be really, really old someday.
We'll see. Mm. Okay, so Sarah died in an accident. She was... What state did you live in the United States? G? Mm. E? Okay, did you live in Georgia? Yeah, it goes right to yes. Mm-mm. There aren't any other GEs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, or so you're in Georgia.
There's no other Gs, is there?
Georgia. Yeah.
No, there isn't. There's certainly no other GEs.
Yeah.
Germany isn't a state yet. Okay, so you died in 18...
Maybe Guam. Well, but then it would have been.
So we're speaking...
It's a territory.
Sarah, were you married? Yes, she was.
She had to have been.
Sarah, did you have children? Yes, she did.
God bless her.
Amen.
Sarah, did your children kill you?
No. No, they did not. Okay. So,
That's good. Yeah. That would have really been like the anti-joke. Yeah,
that would have, exactly.
How old were your children when they killed you?
3.
So... All right, so Sarah, I got a question for you here. You passed away in 1876. I believe you were 36.
75, wasn't it?
Was it 18? I'm sorry, 1875, and she was 36. Yeah. Or 18. Okay, 1875. Yeah. She was 36 years old. She died in an accident of some sort.
Yeah.
What kind of accident claimed your life? What kind of accident did you die in?
Skydiving.
F. I. R.
Let me guess.
Fire.
Fur. Oh, fire.
Fur. I was thinking, did a fur tree fall in this poor girl?
She drowned.
So you died
in
a fire. That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. That's not a good way to go.
Kind of an old man at 36, though.
Better than starving.
Yes, this is true. This is very true. Wow, that's a downer. Speaking of somebody who died in a fire.
Yeah.
Scarlet Honeybee is trying to talk to us. Yes, we'll accept that. Sure. What are you guys doing?
Great-great-grandmother died in 1875 in a fire.
Give us 1 second, Sarah.
For those of you who wonder what's going on, we are reading a Ouija board live on KBFR.
Yeah, a Ouija board on the dashboard.
Yes, literally. And using a CD as the planchette.
That's right. Yeah. We drew it on the dashboard. And we are talking to dead spirits right now.
Right now we're talking to Sarah, who is 36.
Spelled S-E-A-R-A.
Well, S-E-R-A.
S-E-R-A.
Sarah.
And she died in a fire. I'm not going to go there with the children.
Not kill her.
No, her children certainly didn't kill her.
Although, children could definitely start fires. She may not know that it was her children who killed her.
Sarah, do you know how the fire started? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yes. That's kinda sad. How did the fire start?
But it was an accident.
Didn't stop. Did it stop on it? No, I don't think it stopped.
B.
Brother.
R. O.
Bro.
T.
You can ask her, was it your brother?
Yeah. H. Was it your brother, Sarah? It was.
What a jerk.
It was. Okay.
Playing with matches, I'm sure.
That's so fifth playing grade, with she said. Scarlet Honeybee, you can slowly lick my ass.
What?
Yeah.
She said we're so fifth grade. I'll take that as a compliment.
That's pretty good. That's better. That's more mature than the show usually is.
My girlfriend, is this how you get dates? This coming from the girl who's IMing us at midnight on a Friday. Just, obviously, you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Scarlett, I'll let you blow me for a dollar.
All right, Sarah. So Sarah died in a fire started by her brother. Was the fire... fire was an accident, we said.
It was in Georgia.
It was in Georgia. An accident. It was 1875, I do believe. Yeah. Honeybee, Scarlet Honeybee, are you asking for a date? I don't know. Is that why you're asking?
Yeah.
I hear that...
you want to die in a fire?
I hear ZT's cum tastes like pot, though.
Oh, jeez. You can smoke it.
I had a girlfriend who told me it tasted like orange juice once.
Really?
Yeah. Sarah, are you I'm gonna get real creepy now. Sarah, are you happy where you are right now? Good answer.
Yes.
She says yes. We're happy with that. So you're comforted, you're happy. That's cool. You know Jevic?
let's pass on this one.
She said no.
Let's end this on a positive note.
She's going no. Alright. Well, that's a good thing, Sarah, because Jevic was a real prick. All right, sorry, I got to ask you a tough question here. Did your family die in the fire with you? No. I almost moved that one a little bit. You notice that?
Oh, is that you?
I don't know if it started to move. No, your family didn't. Well, that's a good thing. You guys got any more questions here? What was life like in Georgia? Let's get some questions about what. Let's find out a little bit about 1870s Georgia. I wouldn't lick your ass and I wouldn't blow you. I just got home from all that fun and I wouldn't date any of you losers.
You got to wonder
Oh, Scarlett.
Why is she? I bet it's not a she. I bet it's a he.
Hey, Scarlett, you sound pretty angry. What's wrong with you?
No, Scarlett's not even a woman. Scarlett's a guy posing as a woman, just being a dick.
So, Scarlett, yeah, are you a dude?
Ignore him, her.
You guys don't know how to take a joke. You guys really suck out there.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for your lack of angriness.
And she's listening.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw somebody on the air here. KBFR, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Very cool, by the way. I'm not a believer in the Ouija board thing, but I think I'm hooked now.
I'll tell you what, man. We're converting people as we speak.
Yeah.
So, have you ever used a Ouija board before?
I've never used one before, but I've been listening since Jevic. It's crazy. I just can't leave my computer. But as far as the Sarah thing goes, when you asked for a hot chick, she answered.
Yeah, this is true.
And then she said that she was burned by a fire.
Oh.
And perhaps she's trapped in this limbo world because her vanity won't allow her to get through because she's now disfigured. And she's trapped there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Dude, that's pretty deep.
But she said she was happy. But she said she was happy
there.
Yeah, we asked her if she was happy where she was, and she did say yes, and it was pretty definitive.
Yeah. Okay.
So...
Okay.
Do you have any appropriate questions for Sarah before you go?
No. You guys are doing a nice job.
I don't want to dabble. Right on, man. Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too, bro.
Bye.
Peace. So we got candles burning.
It almost looks like a penis.
Big, long dick, yeah.
Hey, Scarlett, did you hear that? Somebody just called and he's enjoying the show. What do you think of that, baby? We do know how to do it. Yeah, you hit a pretty serious crowd here, Scarlett.
Yeah.
You know, real serious. We don't know how to take jokes at all. By the way,
Scarlett the name of somebody from the deep south in Georgia?
It actually was Scarlett.
It been. It's like
so, Sarah, would you like to go now? Would you like to leave the board? She said no. Are you still here?
She's probably lonely.
She says yes. So you want to hang out. Do you have anything you would like to tell us? It is moving. M?
Mammy.
E?
Me?
It was not me so horny.
Me hot.
Men.
Men. She's horny. She's wants men.
Men O?
Menopause. A ghost on the red.
Men on. L? Oh. Men only. Well, we're only men here. That's for sure. So
hang up on Scarlett there.
What you're telling me is...
Close her window.
What did she
Let's
say?
See. Somebody is instant messaging.
Say something else?
Oh, no. Somebody else is instant messaging. Have...
What is it?
This is how phone sex with Sarah. That's a place that even I, as a skeptic, won't go, I don't think, is Ouija sex. I don't want to go there.
Phone sex with a ghost is a little out there.
Sarah, were you attractive in life? She was.
Yeah.
Sure, she was a Southern belle, and evidently she was only into men.
Hmm.
That's men pretty only. Wild. They're men only?
Men only.
I thought it was just going to spell gibberish, but sure enough, it spelled men only.
We have to stop because our candles are about to burn the dashboard.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah, we're going to have to say goodbye now. Is that okay? Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay.
Sarah, go to goodbye. Wow. Now your hand was off it and it moved, right? Didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it did. Goodbye.
It sort of stopped. Sarah, go all the way to goodbye. There you go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sarah. It was nice speaking to you. So that was Sarah.
And goodbye to the spirit world.
Who passed away in 1875.
At 36 years old. In a fire
that her brother started accidentally.
That's right. And she had children.
But I'll tell you what, though. Fires were obviously quite common back in those days.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything was built of wood, made of wood.
That's right.
Cities. I mean, that's how Chicago almost burned down.
That's true.
No,
don't do that. Leave it alone.
Okay. You're trying to...
Quit fucking with the
Holy shit.
Spirit protection
Look at
shit.
That thing. Oh, right. So that was...
All right. Thank you to G-Girl for setting that up. A little candles with sage to protect us from the evil spirits.
Yeah. Right on. Little Ouija Fest. That is my first real experience in college. Some kids played with the Ouija, and I hung around, drank, and made jokes.
Made problems.
Kind of what I do.
Yeah.
Sit on the outside, sit on the periphery, and make jokes about things. But I was actually... See, I was a hardcore Catholic growing up, and I believed in all that shit.
You know what I found out when I went back to St. Louis?
What's
I
that?
Was baptized Catholic.
Were you? And
yeah,
you didn't know?
No,
this?
My sister was like, I guess if you would have given me the question on an exam, I would have thought back and I would have been like, oh, yeah, I guess my mom and dad were going to the Catholic Church when I was born and when they were in St. Louis, and then I was baptized. Oh, okay, yeah, so I guess But it just bothers me knowing that, nothing against Catholics, but it's like so
stigmatizing. I like how he says nothing against Catholics, but...
Believe me, I grew up Catholic. I got lots against Catholics. I'm still recovering, man. So we spoke to three spirits this evening.
Three spirits.
And they all came up pretty quickly. I'm pretty sure we could snap another one up like that.
Yeah, maybe.
First one was by far the creepiest. We couldn't think of...
Javik.
Javik. We spoke to Fred, the GM salesman, car salesman, from Maine, who We were looking for Bob Ross, the white painter with a fro. But evidently he knew a man named Bob Ross who was a fellow salesman.
Fellow GM salesman.
His fellow GM salesman. And we didn't ask in Maine, but I guess maybe he met him on a convention or something. I don't know. But Fred was a good egg, and Sarah here was very nice. I think Sarah's
Southern
been...
Bell.
I think it's been a while since she's been with a man. Because
men only.
We asked her if there's anything you'd like to say, and she said men only.
Maybe there were a lot of like lesbian ghosts around.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe she. Maybe she's been asked inappropriate questions by females before. I don't know.
Maybe she's just sick of talking to chicks.
Yeah,
because you know, girls.
It probably
girls
is
when,
only women.
Girls, when they're alive, all they want to know is my ass going to get bigger? Does this make me look fat?
There's a reason you don't have a girlfriend. You know that.
The man speaks the truth.
I think Sarah liked me.
Sarah was good.
Yeah.
Sarah was all right.
Sarah would bone me.
So,
let me bone her.
I'll call this an unmitigated success. I guess if we had 3 hours, we probably could have gotten some more twisted people.
Maybe we would have gotten into some really interesting folks. Some people we would know. Famous folk.
Yeah, well, next time
They must get tired of people calling them up all the time with Ouija boards, the famous ones.
Next time we'll aim and we won't take...
Well, that's probably
won't
why
take
they
no
don't
for an
answer, you know?
It might be fun to get to know, like, you know, the third cousin of the fourth uncle of, you know, the seventh cousin of
Hitler.
Well,
that's probably what they do is, like, they pass it off, like, just down the line.
Give it to the family.
You know, it's like...
answer my fan mail.
Yeah, it's like when you write to the president, like, the president only answers, like, one out of every million letters or something they get, and the rest is answered by different people in his office.
Mm,
it's like so you have, like, a one in... So given on any given night in the United States... There's probably at least like 5 million people on Ouija boards, right?
I doubt there's that many.
Let's try to contact George W. Bush's intellect.
No. That would take all night long. We'd never find it.
G-Dub's intellect?
Ever.
It's definitely dead.
Yes.
You know. So, Monkey, now, have you been a little affected by this evening of mysticism here in the van?
Deeply.
Only no, seriously. Dead. You seemed, I'm being dead honest, you seem to be just a little bit put off.
I'm tired, man.
So it's not. It doesn't have to do with the proceedings. Doesn't have to do.
No,
with
no, no, no. Okay. I think it's interesting. I don't really have a judgment on it.
Neither do I. And I think,
because ZT was involved and his hands were on it, I can't help but think he was fucking with it because it's his nature to do that.
You were so.
See, I wasn't touching the starve part, but I got to be honest with you. To get to starve. We did ask a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that's got me, really, is the starve. And well, GM sales, too. Where the hell would he come up with GM sales?
You swear to God, you didn't look at it and think, I'm going to move it to yes, or...
If I did, I would have come up with something better, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. You would have come up with something better than GM sales?
I would have come up, yeah.
It's just, I know enough about his philosophy of life and how he approaches things.
It's like...
He would do this and fuck
Sarah,
with it.
Sarah would have been a prostitute.
That's true.
Who slept with freed slaves.
But we would have known that it was
you think?
Doing it then. For sure.
No. Because that actually would be interesting. if it was like a prostitute, you'd be like, oh wow, it's like a prostitute.
What's Charlie Sheen's home number?
Wow.
So are men's dicks bigger now or smaller?
What's it like to be with an uncircumcised man?
She would know.
In 1876, right?
Yeah, they were all uncircumcised. Yeah. No, that's not true. They were doing it a long time.
Not in this country though. Not the
sure?
Anglos.
Are you sure?
We're the only country that does circumcision, really, aside from Israel.
Mm-hmm. Austria doesn't do circumcision? Or not Austria.
No,
Australia is what I meant.
But European guys are...
all uncut.
All uncut.
Eek. I don't know, man. I recently saw a porno with an uncut penis for the first time, and talk about disturbing. It's more disturbing than Jevic. was the uncut penis, man.
Just because you haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. It just...
It is kind of gross.
Oh, man. It's horrible looking.
I think the
hell
Jews...
What are you doing?
The Jews are smart people. They decided they came up with circumcision.
Amen,
and
brother.
God bless or Jehovah bless them or whatever, because that was a great idea.
Jehovah.
I gotta say, let me just make a comment on the Ouija board here. And this is literally a Ouija drawn on the dashboard, of the van, right? And it's a flat spot. It's more like it's not a literal dashboard.
G-Girl took a black permanent magic marker and drew a Ouija board here on the dash. It will be here forever now.
And it will. It's indelible. And as a planchette, we used a CD that's got shit all over the bottom of it now from the dashboard. But this worked out perfectly.
It did.
It worked. I mean, you're talking like, and she didn't, she didn't draw, right? I mean, it's perfect. That was just great.
Just put it down and it moved all by itself. It really did.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, that's, yeah, that's air.
That's air.
Maybe like this.
Yeah, if this thing starts whipping around right now.
Just in the air.
This thing starts whipping around right now. I'm leaving the van.
Yeah, it's going, die, white boy, die.
Well, that's what Javik told us. Only die.
See, that's why I left. I knew Javik was evil.
Because we were unclean.
Actually, I needed food. I hadn't eaten for a long time. I had to go get something.
Well, you didn't hook us
down
up
at the corner. I got some junk food, yeah.
Did you?
Something to keep me from getting weak.
All right. So we did speak to three spirits.
That's why I came back, man.
Scarlet Honeybee was one of the other spirits we spoke to. She was the least interesting one.
Oh!
Holy mackerel. There's all sorts of kinetic shit going on. Stuff's flying around. See, I missed Yage. I was trying to get like three. We had three or four different people IMing us during this. So he wanted to know if Bob Ross, he wanted to know if Bob Ross, if he's there with his pet squirrel. It was a different Bob Ross. And he also wanted to know if Bob was chilling with Tupac. I think Bob has better taste.
Bob was a GM car salesman.
Well, Fred was. As was Bob.
Fred and Bob.
That's right.
Fred and Bob, the dealing car salesman of Maine.
What if our pirate had started dancing over here? Our pirate skeleton started doing a little jig.
Did you break that leg off?
All right, we got to go on this one more time.
What are we going to do?
Because somebody suggested.
I'm leaving you guys.
We don't even have our magic candles anymore.
Somebody suggested that we contact the pirate.
You can't do it without your magic charms.
Yeah.
Well, somebody suggested that we contact a pirate.
Getting killed if you don't.
If we're going to do all the funny stuff, we should do it all the right way.
We're going to have to...
Good luck.
That's right.
Yeah.
Monk, aww, have a fine evening.
I will catch you later, Monk.
He's scared. He's so scared right now. He's telling me he's tired, my
see,
ass.
See, before... Tell me when he walks out the door, because I want to say Monk's a pussy before he gets into his car.
All right, he's out.
Okay.
All right. Monk's a pussy.
Monk's a pussy.
He is so afraid right now. He's like, no, I'm leaving. No pirates. I'm out of here.
No pirates.
I'm out of here.
See, that's what it was. He wanted to believe it was me doing it because then it would like keep him in his little insulated shell that like nothing was going on.
Hey, wait. Yeah. Well, could this be a really supernatural thing?
Right.
I'll tell you what. To be perfectly honest, and this is before he gets in his car and listens to us, to be perfectly honest, he was scared. I'm reading the man. He was definitely, I'm not saying he was gonna not gonna sleep tonight, but he was definitely affected by the proceedings, and that's what I was trying to get out of him. And he said, "No, I'm just tired."
Yeah, he was trying to goad it out of me, like I was doing something.
Yeah, and then he did go there. Yeah. He did go there. I'm thinking he was a little frightened. I know that I now question my complete skepticism of it. You know, if a CD on a dashboard works.
Well, you know, a lot of this stuff could be subconscious.
It's sure, and that's what I think. Actually, I could even read that. I'm gonna
go to. What
does
it say on the thing there about idiomatic, whatever?
Yeah, let me go back here to the original. It was one of the first.
The funny thing is when G Girl left, all we had were like good spirits, right?
Yes.
And when she was around, everyone was killing kids.
We had
so
the most.
What does that say about her subconscious?
We did have the most twisted fuck going on.
Yeah.
While she was here, it's called the idiom. The okay. Without getting da 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 da. All right, I'm gonna try to let me sum up.
This is
let me explain. There is too much. Let me sum up. This is from www.skeptic.com/ouija.html. I don't know if you need all that stuff, but. So that's what this is from, Skeptic, SKEPDIC.
Skeptic has a lot of good stuff on it.
So you know this site?
Oh, yeah, I've been there a lot of times.
Oh, okay, So Skeptic.com, and this is where this comes from. This is Ouija board stuff that's used in divination, I said that right, and spiritualism, blah, blah, blah. It basically says the movement of the planchette is not due to paranormal forces, but to unnoticeable movements by those controlling the pointer, known as the idiometer effect. The same kind of unnoticeable movement is at work in dowsing, which somebody brought up and one of our IMers brought up earlier.
We should take our CD out and see if we can find water.
Was that Drew that said we should go to... No, Drew just said talk to JonBenet. It's rough, man. Somebody told us we should go to the JonBenet death house. Who was that? Was that Yage? Yeah, you guys need to do an on-location broadcast from JonBenet's death house.
That's
a little too much, and douse out some energies.
I don't want. I've had enough of JonBenet and KBFR. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, actually, I bet you did.
Yeah,
let's not go there. Yeah, before we get a real call. So basically, now it goes on to explain exactly what the idiometer effect is. Although Ouija boards usually don't know the game. Claim the user control mentally disturbed. There's something about more about the idiometer effect that I wanted to get into. Or I guess I'll just try to find that for you. But it just explained it'll help me sleep better tonight.
Yeah.
The idiometer effect refers to the influence of suggestion on involuntary and unconscious motor behavior. The term idiometer action was coined by William B. Carpenter in 1852, a man a little bit ahead of his time,
yeah,
in his explanation for the movements of rods and pendulums by dowsers, and some table turning or lifting by spirit mediums, the ones that weren't accomplished by cheating. He argued that the muscular movement can be imitated by the mind independently of volition or emotions. So you're moving it with your mind, or I guess a combined thing. Is that why it works better with more people?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's find out. Let's find out what the callers think, what you, the caller, thinks. KBFR, you're on the air.
Just so you know, I'm not a pussy and I wasn't afraid.
Who told you?
Good night.
Later, Monk. Is he on? You still on?
No,
he hung up on us.
I wonder if someone called him and they were like...
They must have.
They said you were a pussy.
Whoever called him is a really big pussy. I'll tell you that. Jeez. Unless he somehow heard us, even though he was outside the van and walking away. Monk is the real spirit.
Monk is the real spirit.
Oh, man.
Monk is a projection of a ethereal force on Earth.
He is a godlike being amongst KBFR.
Yes, that's true.
That's for sure. So who is I want to know who the douchebag who called Monk and ratted us out, you Nancy ass, fruitcake Nancy. Man, if you can't rip on somebody when they're not listening, what can you do? What kind of world is this, DT?
I don't know.
God damn it. Know. Oh, wait, here's an instant message. Let's see if this sheds some light on it. This is Yage. That's probably that huge delay, think?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Oh, yeah,
actually,
think about that.
30 seconds.
Yeah, it is about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I guess it's possible.
Could have made it from here to his car and caught the tail end of Ussi.
Actually, the delay is, it's not necessarily, that's a great point, and you're probably exactly right.
Yeah.
It's not a two-minute delay, though. I think it's like, it's like literally a 30-second delay, 35?
It depends, actually.
Okay. And so sometimes it could be as much as 2 minutes?
It could be. Yeah, I'd be real surprised if it was ever like as much as 5 minutes. But
really?
That would be like an upper bound, and but it's always going to be about 5-10 seconds at least.
Okay. Yeah. When I've IM'd and tried to speak to people and stuff without going on the phone here, it's been in the neighborhood of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I can tell when somebody responds to you. So that's what makes it tough. But you're absolutely right. I'm glad someone's thinking here. Yage is thinking.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's basically what it says, is that we move it with our minds. It is interesting, though, that again, that Starve and the GM sales and the men only. We weren't even talking about sex, and she went to men only.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was, like molested by a female or something. I wonder if that happened earlier in her life.
Molested by a female.
Something must have happened. Why would that be the first thing on her mind? Men only. Like, if it was, like, men, that would be one thing, but men only? She must have been propositioned, maybe in the spirit world.
Yeah. Maybe it was a comment about... I don't know. Maybe she was just saying... Maybe she wanted to talk to women, and she was saying men only. Like, we were only men here, and that was why she was being a little bitchy or something. I don't know.
It kills me that Monk called back and said, just so you guys know, I'm not a pussy, and I was not afraid. Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
So conceivably, we can talk right now, hop out of the van, run over to our cars once we get to the rendezvous point, and listen to ourselves?
Yeah.
That's pretty sexy.
Yeah, kind of. Well, you know what happened? You know what pissed me off the other day?
What's that?
There's a... So, like, to try and get better at radio, I've been trying to listen to, like, people who are supposedly better at it than me, you know?
Mistake.
Big. You think so?
Mistake.
Well, not so much radio, but just like, I don't know, like just trying to get, understand the field of comedy, right? So,
okay.
I've been listening, so, there's like a bunch of like all comedy streams on the internet, and one of them is NBox. And NBox has this little live show that, they do every now and again. I'm not even sure what it's called, but it's on like, I was playing with the wax.
No, I was just making sure I wasn't turning off your mic. I realized I had four mics up and I didn't need them, so.
I think you did turn off my mic.
Are you three?
I don't know. I'm muted.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead. Am I three? Yes,
you
I am
are
three.
Why the hell is that three?
I think we switched the...
I guess we did. All right. So now you're up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so I called in their little show, right? Because they have a little web show, not too much unlike what we do, right?
Okay.
Except they're just on the web. And I did Leroy, right? I said, "Hey, this is Leroy. I'm the only black man in Colorado. And what the hell you got doing on the air? You sound like a piece of shit." Right? And all this stuff.
Where are these guys based?
I think it's somewhere out east.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure. Anyways. And I got so mad because they accused me of using like a voice distorter.
Really?
Yeah, and it honestly really pissed me off.
Why did it piss you off so much?
Just because I
shouldn't that be a compliment? When I mean, I know I do voices as well, uh-huh. Right? If I can fake, and that's a black one, is it like a good one? If you can fake, you know, like a true, like I do Suede Johnson, right? Suede Johnson, and you get into if you can fake,
yeah.
You know, you can fake a white guy. It's not that hard, I guess. Maybe we should try calling black guys and see if we can fake them into believing that we're actually black.
Well, you know what's funny? So, Leroy officially is black and Puerto Rican.
He's black Rican?
Yeah, because I called up LiveLynx a few times as Leroy. And I actually, no, the scary part is, believe it or not, you know, como se dice pathos, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a few times when I've tried to meet people on LiveLynx, just as me, as CT,
hey.
Except
hey.
Not being ZT, right?
Less not
just
ye
to
judge.
See, just to see what happened, right? And that's, like, and that's why I started pranking it all the time, because I realized how hopeless it was, right?
You're talking to a guy who's gone on Yahoo as a 17-year-old girl trying to entice older men.
So as me, like, and I'm not saying I'm a great catch, but I'm saying there's a lot of guys on there that I think I'm a lot better than, right? And not because of the color of their skin or something, but just because I'm coherent, I can articulate words usually, right? Above 50% of the time, definitely above 90%, definitely above 10% of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think, you know, relatively on there, I'm you know. Eight or nine. Not saying I'm eight or nine in society, right? But just
as compared to the other LiveLynx knuckleheads,
as compared to other guys on there. And then I go on as Leroy, right? And like half jokingly, I like just start talking to women. I'm like, "Yeah, my name is Leroy, and I live in Lakewood, Colorado, and I'm black and Puerto Rican. And I'm 6'2". I got a big dick."
And you got many more hits as Leroy.
And girls were asking for my number left and right.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. The black and Puerto Rican thing did it for a lot of them.
Really?
When I was just saying I was black, it was like I wasn't interesting enough. But when I'm black and Puerto Rican, they're like, "Oh, you're
exotic.
Puerto Rican."
That does pass for exotic in Colorado. Land of the lily white.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I got a lot of chicks being black and Puerto Rican Leroy.
So what is this LiveLynx thing? I don't know what LiveLynx is exactly.
So,
I mean, I have an idea.
We could call it.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. So you call LiveLynx, and if you're a guy, it costs money unless you haven't called it before, and then you get like a hour free trial or something like that, right?
Okay, that's easy enough.
But usually, I can't fake a girl's voice, but I can kind of fake like a girl moaning, which is like what a lot of girls on they'll do. Instead of recording an introduction, they'll just get on and be like, "Oh, oh."
Really?
Oh. And I just do that. And that doesn't even sound much like a girl to me.
So is LiveLynx? It doesn't.
And believe
at
it
all.
Or not, like,
if I was doing a chick and she was doing that, I'd think I was hurting her. Or
believe it or not, when I've done that before, just to like record a girl and get on there and fuck with guys, and they'll IM me and they'll be like, but they'll message you and they'll be like, "Oh, you sound so hot. Do you want me to help get you off? And if I was over there, I'd eat your pussy out and then I'd fuck you." Something like that. You know?
Yeah, we know that. Bird man. So how does LiveLynx, is it like a party line? Is it you're talking to people live, or would we have to go on and leave a message and then check the messages?
So like what you do is you go on and you record your own little like, "Hey, this is who I am and this is how I want to fuck you" kind of thing, right?
So you say anything you want. Is there any limits to what you can say?
Well, you actually, I think if you use too much, if you say anything that's like too dirty, like eventually they'll kick you off, or anything that makes you sound like you're not over 18.
Okay.
come,
I wanted to ride my tricycle.
Because sometimes I do like my little kid voice. I'll be like, "I love my live looks. And I want a hot girl with big boobs. I dig titties." and then it plays little and I guess they have moderators or something, and it'll say they'll play a little message for you like, we're not sure if you're over 18, or we're not sure if we're old enough to use this service. Please re-record your message or something like that. And then if you don't sound 18, then they kick you off.
Okay.
But what?
How does it work exactly? Yeah.
Okay, so you call in, you record your introduction. After you record yours, then you listen to everyone else's introduction of the opposite sex, or whatever sex you claim to be, right?
We age said, I think this has become more disturbing than the Ouija board.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because you weren't here, man.
A little... Yeah.
I'm going to go on. All right, let's do live links.
Okay.
I'm bored.
Say our name is Jevic.
Want to say our name is Jevic? Yeah, I'm going to be like, yo, what up, baby? My name's Jevic. I'm black, Puerto Rican, and Korean. All right, so how do we do it?
Okay, so it's call...
I can do it on air, right?
Yeah, you can do it on air. Okay so it's 303.
Okay, 303.
I always get the RTD number and this one mixed up, so if it's wrong the first time...
I'm not seeing... Hold on a second. Okay. 303-629-629. I think the most disturbing thing is that ZT has the number memorized.
9999.
All right,
this is what I used to do when I was waiting for buses.
Really?
Yeah. Like, just call up and be a girl, and then talk to guys who were trying.
Okay, so we're gonna try to be a guy.
Yeah, if it'll let us. If not, let's call back and we'll be a girl.
Okay.
Welcome to LiveLink, North America's favorite chat line.
With this the must most be one of the saddest things in the world.
LiveLink assumes no responsibility for personal meetings and is an adult-only service. If you're under 18, please hang up now. Male callers, press 1. Female callers, press 2.
All right, let's press 1. Let's see if we can get on legitimately as men.
Attention LiveLink members. The LiveLink Caribbean Fantasy Contest is here for you. Increase your chances to win.
I'm going to be Jamaican.
Trip for 2 to the Caribbean. That's right.
I am Javik the Rastafarian.
You will receive 3 times as many dollars for every entry you
make. I'll tell you what we're going
to
do.
Purchase a package today.
We should do some Ouija LiveLink.
Ouija LiveLink. Free every right. Day and
come on.
Win.
Come on. Are we paying per minute for this already?
No.
If you would like to build this service to your home
okay,
phone,
okay, that means that
calls,
we've already used this to.
If you're
we've already used this phone.
Live link,
yeah.
Press okay. One. For information.
Otherwise, I would say you have a free trial membership. Right.
Okay. So we're gonna have to try this with another phone sometime. So we want to try to be a chick.
Yeah, let's do a chick.
All right.
This will actually be funnier, ironically. Because it's like the phone sex Friday effect.
Welcome
because
to
you get all these
North
desperate
America's
guys
favorite
saying
chat
retarded
line,
shit.
The most singles online all the time.
You need to do homeless live link. I think that's right. Someday we will be doing karaoke as well. I swear to God, it'll happen someday. It's been 6 months now.
Are you looking for sun, fun, and excitement?
All right, so I can just hit 2, right? Because
yeah,
I was just
hitting 2.
Male callers press 1. Female right. Callers okay. Press 2.
Is the man of your dreams on the line right now? LiveLink has made arrangements with the world famous.
I certainly hope not.
To give you a reading from a handpicked gifted master.
This is great.
Someone who can answer.
What does
all
it say about women that
love,
the Caribbean
romance,
ad is for men and then for
money.
Women you get a psychic ad?
Oh, it says don't use the Ouija board alone.
At 1-800-989-7792.
Right. Well, we're not alone yet.
No.
All calls are private and confidential. So
all right.
I think you can. You might
be able to skip this.
We guarantee
yeah.
That your psychic friend.
Please enter your
no.
Free membership number now. To go online without a membership, press 1.
Press
to go
one.
To the main menu, press. Please record just your first name after the tone.
Oh. Oh.
Now we'll record your personal greeting. This is your chance to make a great first impression. But don't hold back. Tell us about yourself and the things that make you special. If there's a certain kind of guy you want to talk to, catch his attention and let him know you're looking for him.
What kind of guy you want to talk?
Please speak directly into the phone and don't use any last names, phone numbers, or explicit language, or you'll have
can't
to re-record.
This.
When you're ready to begin recording, press 1.
Go ahead and hit 1.
Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done. Here's how it sounds. Press 2 to accept at any time. If you're happy with this recording, press 2. Re-record it.
That's great.
Here
are
again,
we happy with that one?
I think so.
All right. So
that'll get a lot
press
of guys.
Two?
Yeah, press 2.
Your greeting must now be approved.
Yeah.
There are
83 men online.
83.
Stay at home on a Friday night. I see what you guys are up to. 6'2", 230, blonde hair, blue eyes.
He's a
big boy.
Connect
live with this person. Press 1. Send a message. Press 2.
It won't let us send messages until our greeting is approved.
Return to the beginning of the greeting.
How long does it take for the greeting to approve?
I don't know.
Can we connect live with that person? Or does that cost?
No, go ahead and hit 3. Yeah, you can connect live with anyone.
I'm a very dominant man. Very kinky. Very sexual. And I love you to pussy. Anytime. Any place. I love a woman who loves that feeling. A very, very wet pussy. And knowing that it'll be licked.
Sounds like he's jerking off right now.
Squirting all over me.
Squirting all over me.
Kusipa,
it's very sexy when I talk like this.
Connect live with this person.
So I just keep hitting 3 to check me with?
Yeah, it'll say when it's approved.
Hey, what's up? Sorry, lost connection and shit. Hit me back. My name is Nate. Of course, you all know me. be active. Want to do something tonight. It sucks. I'm bored.
Connect live with this person. Press 1. Send your greeting has been approved.
There we go.
Hi, ladies. I'm a 50-year-old, 6-foot tall, 160-pound white man, lives in Nevada. I love to sing. I love to go to driving movies. I'm looking for new friends, new adventures, and I'm hoping somebody out there is looking for the same. Let me know.
I love laughing at other people's. You made a great first impression.
Connect live with this person. Press 1. Send a message. Press.
We're looking for that special someone.
Yeah, hi, my name's Joe.
Joe?
I'm 21 years old. I live in Fort Collins. And I'm about 5'9", 155 pounds, got blonde hair.
I'm 5'8".
Wide.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I like outdoor activities. Motorcycles.
Dude, you're already too. This guy already bored me. I'm straight. I'm not even interested.
He's a going guy. I'm new to the Denver area. Looking to see who's online and who might want to chat tonight.
Is that Dick Grayson?
Sounds a lot like you.
No. Connect live with this.
The best ones are the people who are looking for threesomes.
I'm 23. I have blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm 6'1", 135 pounds.
My name is Samir.
To connect live with this person, press 1.
Hit 2?
Send a message, press 2. That caller is currently connected.
Oh, shit.
If you still want to send
is he already hooking up with somebody?
I guess so. Yeah.
Way to be, Samir. Let's go to 3.
Hello. This is Duke. I'm off to wrestle Leon Grizzly or kiss me a pretty girl. I just hope this time I don't get them mixed up. Would you like to talk, cutie?
Oh, this guy's retarded.
My six shooter.
Wonder how much action he gets pretending he's a 20-year dead guy.
I don't know.
The guy's been dead 20 years.
I think we need to send him a message, though.
You think?
If
we
don't connect live with this, you will now be asked to record your message. Please
he said we should do it as Leroy.
Get any key when you're done. Right.
Yeah. Hey. I shot me some white cowboy motherfucking hicks with my shit from Puerto Rico, man. Yeah, ain't none of you white folks got shit on anyone from Puerto Rico. You wrestle fucking grizzly bears, I'll take your ass and I'll wrestle it to the ground, and then I'll squeeze your scrotum like it was a pimple and pop your testicles halfway across the room. Yeah, what do you think about that, chief?
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal
priority
delivery.
Priority delivery costs money.
Yeah. Hey, I shot me some white cowboy motherfuckers with my shit from Puerto Rico. Man, ain't none of you white folks got shit on you on Puerto Rico. You wrestle looking risen bears. I'll take your ass and I'll wrestle it to the ground, and then I'll squeeze your scrotum like it was a pimple and pop your testicles halfway across the room. Yeah, what do you think about that, chief?
To send your message with priority delivery, press 1.
So
send
2.
It with just normal delivery, press message delivered.
All right, let's see.
Oh, now that means we got a message.
Has sent you a message.
Hi, this is Phil. If you want to chat, hit me up.
Oh.
Connect live with this person, press 1.
Fill you
pussy.
Reply
with a message, press 2. Return to the greeting, press 3.
I don't think he's good enough to chat that way.
Phil sounded like he was about 11.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Paul. 5'8", 170.
clean-cut Hispanic male calling from old Denver. Just calling to see who's out there. Look.
He bored me.
Steve.
Has sent you a message.
Ooh.
Get hot and sexy together, and let's talk about the hot fun drugs we can do, and have fun together, wearing nice skin-tight clothing together. Call me, and let's have some fun.
Beat off. I can't believe you just went, This man sounded like such a dude faking it.
Call me.
Call me.
Connect live with.
Why do all these guys talk like Indica?
Never message.
Return to the greeting, press 3. To the last message you sent them, press 3.
Good evening, ladies. My name's Larry. I'm off, part of the Metro Denver area tonight.
Very smooth.
Hanging out down here, taking a break.
Just hanging out. Taking a break.
You know how it is.
I'm not pathetic. I'm just taking a break. No, no.
I could be doing other stuff.
Taking a break.
I'm just choosing to do this.
I could be, you know. Banging a supermodel, but instead I'm on Live Links. How do you figure?
I know it's futile. I know it's a shot in the dark, but hey, you know, you got to try.
No, you don't.
So this is Mr. Big Rabbit and Lady Rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife want to know. There's one of y'all girls out there want to get down. You know what I'm saying? Probably, hopefully, tonight.
Sounds like Leroy.
Boy.
Let's send this guy a message.
Keep it platinum.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
You going to do this one?
What the fuck? You can't fuck your wife good. You need another girl down there to lick her clitoris. Is that what you're saying? I'll come over there and I'll fuck your wife like I was a grizzly bear.
You ain't man enough for that woman. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'll take your woman. I'll make your woman my woman. Now, I'll give her. She won't need no other woman. You know what I'm saying, dog? She won't need no other woman. She tastes my ass. Damn. Be a man.
Jerry curl your ass.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
What the fuck? You can't fuck your wife. Clitor
is.
Another girl down there to lick her. Oh, clitor is. I'll come over there and I'll fuck your wife like I was a grizzly bear. You ain't man enough for that woman. I'll tell you what I do. I'll take your woman. I'll make your woman my woman. But I feel like she won't need all the woman. You know what I'm saying, dog? She won't need all the woman. She takes my ass. Damn.
That's pretty good.
I'm from New York, remember?
Oh, yeah.
To send your message with priority delivery, press 1. Send it with normal. Please record after the tone.
Oh, I didn't send it.
You hit.
Oh, we got it.
Hey! I'm gonna fuck your wife! I'm gonna fuck your wife like I was on crack, smoking a crack up your crack, cause you're a fucking pussy. You're a pussy.
I'm gonna take an ass. I'm gonna take an ass, bitch. I'm gonna take an ass.
That's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
I didn't think this would be so fun. Yeah.
Just press 2 and you don't have to listen to that.
Message
there we go. There we
go. All right. Hi, ladies. This is Ron. Last time to be on Live Links. Sometimes we need a break.
Sometimes I'm 45 years old, not looking for penis.
November, I, look more like
I think I might want to try.
Cute, sincere heart, kind, cute, love sports, love dancing.
This means ugly.
Love sports and dancing.
What
a winning combination.
I agree, yeah. Just says some funny shit.
Kind heart, considerate. Want to meet a lady between 35 and 45.
Hi. Well, that's what they're going to call. Listen.
Personality. Adorable.
All right, you're adorable. I'm done with it.
Gary. I'm a white male, 6 foot, brown hair, light blue eyes, about 185, athletic build, attractive. I'm an executive.
And
then on the southwest side of Denver, around Littleton area. And I'm interested in meeting an attractive lady, hopefully on this side of town, and hopefully this evening. So if you're interested, give me a shout.
To connect live
ooh, he's hip,
person,
too. Give me a shout.
Send a message. Press 2. Just, go to the next screen.
He's an executive.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done. Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
He wanted a shout.
Message delivered.
Steve.
Wants to connect with you.
Stay.
Sounds so good. And would love to share with you
what I'm wearing, and I just love to mow with you for a while.
Just like
so please call me and let's have some fun.
Let's connect with him.
All right.
Connect live with this person. Press 1. Reply with the message. Thank you. We're connecting you now.
No, please. Happy music. Oh.
You're connected. You may break the connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Hey there, Mr. Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hot and I'm wearing skin-tight clothes. You want to F me?
Do what?
F as in F-U-C-K-M-E. S-T-E-V-E H-I-V
Y-O-U K-N-O-W
Hey!
He cut us off.
With the key press.
Oh, so what do we...
Phil, I am...
So Phil, we heard from already.
Too many times.
Has sent you a message.
I hope you're not alone. I guess I look like something that would... Yes, the right way.
To connect live with this person, press 1. Reply with a message, press 2. Return to the greeting.
What do you
want to
do with this guy?
Give the last message you sent them, press 5. You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I'll tell you what, I beat off a lot, but even I couldn't beat off to that introduction.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1. Any message delivered.
S-T-E-V-H-I-V. That's great.
Why? Because I'm a thunder of a guy.
Oh. Alright, this one's...
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Oh, baby. That was so hot. I want to be the lightning.
How do you re-record?
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery.
That's the other one.
Normal delivery.
Oh, baby. So hot.
To send your message with priority delivery, press 1. Send it with normal delivery, press 2.
Re-record
with 3? Your message,
yeah.
Press 3.
Okay.
For if, please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Oh, baby, that was pretty hot. I want to be the lightning to your thunder. I'm a lightning girl. Looking for some rain. It's going to storm tonight.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
I got to hear it.
Oh, baby, that was pretty hot.
That's the worst woman.
Lightning girl. Looking for some rain. It's going to storm tonight.
To send your
sounds like a gay man.
Priority delivery, press 1. Send it with normal message delivery.
Robin and Heather.
Has sent you a message.
What was that?
What the fuck are you trying to say, Ted?
Oh, this is the guy who won a threesome.
To connect live with this person, press 1. Reply with the message, press 2. Return to the greet. You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I'm saying I'd fuck your woman, then I'd take it out of her vagina and stick it in your ass, pussy.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with message delivered.
This is Robert, 6'2", 190 pounds. Just got home a little while ago.
Yeah, this sounds like somebody I know.
Not ready to go to bed yet. A little bored and looking for some interesting women to talk to.
Who does these guys have the same line?
If there's anything else you want to know about me, then... let me know.
Read it in the paper tomorrow. Read my autobiography.
Send a message, press 2. Go to the next greeting, press 3.
Hi ladies, how's everybody doing? I live in the Denver area, and I would like to speak to a woman who is very passionate and romantic.
Hey, going on board, just hitting me watching TV, seeing what's going on and online.
It's gotta be 12.
Zach, can you hit me up?
To connect live with this person.
That sounds like a woman,
one.
Right? That was
send
a girl.
A message, press 2. Go to the next greeting. You will now be asked to
he's
record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I hope you have a vagina, because if you have a dick, it sounds like you haven't grown pubic hair.
Or your balls haven't dropped yet.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time. Message delivered.
You should pose as pre-op transsexual since email action. For sure. Let's
has sent you a message.
Hey, cuz, what the fuck did you say, cuz? Bitch ass nigga, you ain't shit, cuz.
probably didn't hang with my wife.
All right, we're going back with this guy.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
You ain't no kind of man, bitch. You ain't kind of man. You need a woman to please your woman. Damn. Dude, what kind of man you be?
Word.
What kind of man you be?
Word.
Take care of that one. I'll treat you woman like a woman. You know what I'm saying? Dog, you ain't no man, dog.
Here's how it sounds.
We're going to go back and forth with this guy.
Hello. I would like to talk to a lady that's interested in meeting. And I'm hoping
this guy sounds like a killer.
Yeah.
Is straightforward and honest.
This could be the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
And passionate.
All right, I'm going to go with this guy.
Hopefully a great tipster.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hi, look, I really think your message was very sweet. And I'm looking for the same sort of thing. I hope you're open to different things, new experiences. And it would really be hot because you just sound so hot. I'm so wet right now.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority message delivered. Has sent you a message.
What are you doing?
To connect live with this person.
Oh, this is the 12. The vagina.
Press 2. Return to the greeting. Press 3. Hear the last message you
Hit
sent
2.
Them. You will now be asked to record your message. Please record.
I can't believe this is so much fun.
Hit any key when you're done.
I'm getting ready to dig out some pliers and pull your balls down. Get off the line.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery. Press message delivered.
What's up, ladies? My name is James. I'm a 23-year-old male, Hispanic, in the Lakewood area.
This doesn't even work?
What's going on, you know?
I don't know.
That's a lie.
Like, the women who are on here aren't much better than this.
They can't be.
Yeah.
Party, you know?
Just think about it. I mean,
I'm looking for a hot, sexy lady who's down to do whatever, you know? Like I said, have fun.
He's smooth.
Hot, sexy lady down to do whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can lick my ass.
Was that him? Or were you just listening to your perfect
Oh, it's another psychic ad.
It's what?
I don't think you can skip these. Or maybe you can.
Oh, yeah. Did I just end everything?
I sent you a message.
Oh, some dude.
Put your cock in my mouth.
To connect live with this person, press 1. Reply with a message, press 2. Return to the greeting, press 3.
Hey, why don't you hit 1?
Please record your invitation for this caller to join in a private conversation. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I'd love to stick my cock in your mouth, except I just have a big, long clitoris, baby.
But it's got a bulbous head.
Here's how it sounds. Press
I gotta listen to the ones we do as different voices.
I'd love to stick my cock in your mouth, except I just have a big, long clitoris.
Clitoris.
Baby. But it's got a bulbous head.
If you're happy with your recording, press 2. Try it again. Wait, please
Very
hold
happy.
While that caller listens to your connection request. You may cancel your request at any time
there
by pressing
go. The
pound key. They're listening to your request right now. Please hold a moment for their response. That caller is not ready to connect with you.
Oh.
He didn't.
Even the gay guy wouldn't go for us.
Toss some salad.
To connect live with
Yeah, he said
person,
toss some salad. And he I guess he liked bulbous. One of my favorite words.
Return to the beginning of the greeting. Press 4. Go to the previous. You have a message from a caller who has left the line.
All right, cuz, I want you speaking to the phone, cuz, for real. Nigga, this ain't no game right here now, nigga. You speaking too much shit right now, cuz. I'll back at your boy, nigga. Try you up.
And it's funny, because he hung up.
Yeah, and the best part is, like, you're going to be tough, you know, like, I guess we are, but it's, like, so stupid. You're going to be tough, like, yeah, I'll tell you what, you're talking too much shit right now. I'll kick your ass.
Press 7.
All right.
To call to the attention of customer service, press 0. To get help or contact customer service.
Hi, this is Brian, 5'11", 187 pounds, here at Brown Eyes. Very attractive, athletic, beautiful.
This is what we do with our freedom of speech.
Yep.
Get on live
with this person. Press 1. Send a message. Press 2. Go to the next greeting. Press 3. Return to the beginning.
Hey, what's going on, ladies? 28-year-old
every one of these guys.
Yeah.
Getting on tonight after day of
They're
work.
Either lame or different degrees of creepy. You know?
Hi, I'm not really good at this kind of thing.
Hey, ladies, what's up? I don't have anything else to do tonight. I'm sort of taking a break. I'm looking for someone who wants to meet.
Hey, this is a Mr. Man. Wondering if there's any women out there who do not play mind games or head games.
Hi, you Lois.
Well, hello, ladies. I'm 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, brown hair, his life. I'm truthful, honest, and sincere. I turn the question you ask with a truthful answer. I enjoy camping, hunting, fishing, boating, mostly outdoors.
It's like he's reading a cue card.
I enjoy fine dining and going out to movies and fly time.
I enjoy bulbous clitoris.
You're two for this guy.
Yeah.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hey, I'm into fine dining too. How about you lick some semen off my belly?
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Hey, I'm into fine dining too. How about you lick some semen off my belly?
To send your message with priority delivery, press 1. Send it with normal delivery, press 2. Re-record your message, press 3. For information on priority delivery, press 4. To repeat your message, press 9. To cancel your message, press 10.
Yates said we should combine. Please, we should respond with Leroy, and I should be Bulge should be a gay dude. We should talk together.
It's recording it.
This is right now?
Yeah.
We'll have to re-record, I guess.
No, just
here's
the 2.
How it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2. Message delivered.
What up, ladies? I guarantee I'm fine and I'm feeling with mommy, so hit it up.
To connect live with this person, press 1.
Yeah, you ever been with a dude?
Press 2. Go to the next greeting, press 3.
This is Leroy should try to pimp his gay lover.
Press 4.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, let's try it with this guy.
I skipped. Never mind. We'll go to
the ladies, what's up? 24 years old. Black hair, hazel eyes. Day back type, like going out. Too much down for whatever. As long
you ready?
The right person.
All right.
We'll leave with this guy. Actually, let's try to find somebody more interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, what up, ladies? This is Joker. 28-year-old Hispanic Butch female, standing about 5'1".
Oh, it's a lesbian.
She's looking for a chick.
I want to write a lot, like a party like that.
You got an idea for this one?
Not really. I'm thrown off. I can't make fun of lesbians. I get too turned on.
To connect live with this person, press 1. Send a message, press 2.
You should bring up
You will now be asked to record your message.
Leaving a message
please
for
record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
All right, so since you're a lesbian, what I want to do is get a mannequin, a female mannequin, and maybe make a little video with you going down on it. And the legs, you know, move back. It's positionable. Because I really like when lesbians have sex with female mannequins. And that's just my personal little fetish. And I hope you can respect it, because it takes all kinds, and we're all God's children.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 and message delivered.
That's great.
Right. Absolutely beautiful here. I'm a liking guy. I'm 5'9", 6 pounds, a liking guy. I'm 33 years old.
What the fuck is he saying? Well, can't understand.
I'm close and I'm looking for a horny girl. Yes, 2 5 6 on the phone.
I'm looking for a horny girl.
Is like his mom in the room? You hear? I'm trying to have sex with a girl.
You should message him and ask him.
That caller is currently connected.
Oh, he's talking to
no doubt.
Oh.
I think he's talking to a lesbian.
Have a key to cancel.
Chris
has sent you a message.
Hey, girl, sounds like you're having fun. Want to have a blast?
To connect live with this person,
what
press 1. Reply
sounds
with
like
the
you're
message,
having fun. Do you want to have
return
a blast?
To the greetings, press 3. Hear the last message you sent them, press 5. Hear their greeting.
Yeah, let's just skip them.
Hi, this is Sean. I'm 30, 5'9", dark hair, brown eyes, medium build.
I want a taller man.
Hey, what's up? This is Jason. I'm very attractive. What's going on?
To connect live with this person, press 1. Send a message.
No.
Well, hi, I live just north of 120th in Denver. And I am 175 pounds. Dark hair and dark eyes.
You know, I'll tell you what, where the center of, like, all retardation is about 120th and Federal.
Anyway,
oh, yeah?
Every time I call up Live Links and someone gives out their address, it's always like 120th.
Yeah. Hi, Eddie. My name is John. I'm 28 years old. I'm calling to see if any ladies would like to have some fun right now.
Connect live with this.
Hey, ladies. What's going on? This is Steve. I'm tall. I've got blonde hair, blue eyes, athletic build.
Athletic build.
Well, good evening, ladies.
Everyone says got, too, on here. I got a big nose and a big dick. Side.
Looking for a woman that wants to get a little nasty. Why don't you get back with me?
Sounds like Callahan.
Connect live with this person. Press 1. Send a message. Press 2. Go to the next greeting. Press 3. Return to the beginning of the greeting. Press 4.
Are we
go
currently using up all our minutes on this phone, by the way?
Oh, no. Cricket has unlimited minutes.
Oh, okay.
Greeting,
yeah.
Press 6.
Do lock 3 again. Internet.
Ladies, attracting, single, open-minded.
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 All slender.
Not getting a lot of personality.
No. Hey, ladies. I'm lonely, homely. Just really need any kind of contact with females at all.
Connect live.
Pictures and the internet just aren't doing it anymore.
Ooh, connection request.
Jack.
Wants to connect with
me. Hey, Jack. Just wondering if you want to get together.
Yeah.
To connect live.
You
want to
go one?
Yeah, do one.
Press one. Thank you. We're connecting you now. You're connected. You may break the connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Hey there, Jack. Gonna shoot some semen in your eye. What do you think? What do you think, buddy? A little semen in your eye? Yeah, semen in your eye. How about it?
Do you like uncircumcised penis?
What?
It took him that long. I can't believe it took him that long. That's great.
That was awesome.
Uh-oh.
Hit 3 again.
Your connection was ended with a key press.
He pressed the wrong key to end the connection.
Very hot, very horny female.
He got off on it. I think he did.
Especially
I think he did, yeah, age. I think he did.
Love to get very nasty, very kinky. If that's you.
Oh, yeah, I got it. All right, let's go with this guy.
Let me know.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
You sound so sexy. I love to get nasty. How nasty are you ready to get, baby? Real nasty?
Yay.
Real, real nasty? Real, real, real? Nasty.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
You sound so sexy. How nasty are you ready to get, baby? Real nasty. You. Real nasty. Real, real, real.
To send your message with priority delivery, press 1. Message delivered. Has sent you a message.
The guys just won't stop.
Keep going.
To connect live with this person,
oh, that same
press 1. Yeah. Reply with a message, press 2.
I wouldn't.
Return to the greeting,
what do you
want to do more? Yeah. Right.
We'll
hey, ladies, how you doing? This is John, very attractive, 29-year-old male, calling out of Southwest Denver. Good board, sit and talk. How's it meet? How about you?
Hey, that was pretty original, man. You got me.
Sexy, by female, not done tonight. Would love to play and have fun. I am petite, long, brown hair, brown eyes, 34C, 105 pounds.
That's her phone weight.
Yeah.
Here,
hit 2.
Press 1. Step, you will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Hey there. I run a Harley shop selling a United States Harley Davidson and black leather jackets. And special accessories for women with short hair. And I was actually just on the line here trying to drum up some business. So for all of your lesbian accessories and needs, please hit me back and we can talk about some prices.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivered.
Hey, what's up? My name's Frank. I'm 25, about 5'7".
There's a lot of Latino guys on here, a lot of Mexican guys on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for someone to go out, have fun, do whatever.
I wonder if there's a reason.
Would you like that kind of stuff?
You know, like what's because it's not like there's not a large Mexican population. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's not like they don't go out and do things.
Actually, I guess that's not really
single white professional,
62.
And there's lots of single white professionals.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody to have some fun with. Have a glass of wine, get a hot
glass
dog.
Glass of wine. Glass of wine and a hot dog?
Movie, go to a movie, go to a sporting event.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Dude, man, did you go to charm school? Glass of wine and a hot dog? Are you trying to cover all your bases? Like, what? Glass of wine and a hot dog? Damn, bro.
Here's how it sounds.
That's my new
press
line. Hey, baby, you want to go out and get a glass of wine?
Or press 2 for normal delivery. Message delivered.
Hey, girls, I'm 18. About 6 foot.
What you mean about? That means 5'8".
Yeah.
Got a masculine build and just...
Just so no one's like, hey, I'm fat. Let's be honest. I'm fat, I'm pretty lonely.
I'm curvy.
My dick is raw from masturbation.
Go to the next greeting, press 3. Return to the beginning of the greeting, press 4. Go to the
No, wait, I keep...
Ooh, connection request. I like these.
Wants to connect with you.
Hey, baby, connect with me. Can I listen? Can I join you? Let's get together.
You want to go
with
this guy?
Connect live with this person. Thank you. We're connecting you now.
Say hi.
You're connected. You may break the connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Hey, I'm drawing a happy face on my penis. What are you up to?
Oh, not. What are you up to?
Yeah, it's a big, smiley, happy face, and it looks like the cum is shooting out of the nose, like it's not.
Your girlfriend with you?
My girlfriend? What the hell are you talking about? Say hello to my girlfriend.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Scared him off.
Was ended with a key.
He didn't even stop. That was the funniest part. He's like, "Hey, is your girlfriend with you?" What the fuck?
Sean
has sent you a message.
Hey, what's up? Can I enjoy that too?
To connect live with this person, press
too.
1. Reply with a message.
Right. Hey there, I'd love to find a cool stoner chick on the line.
Alright, we're going to leave him one.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Dude, if you're looking for a stoner chick, String Cheese is playing. Down at Red Rocks, go check it out.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1, message delivered.
Mike?
Has sent you a
message.
Boy,
no joke, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm single white male. Lakewood area. Good looking, 6 foot, 180 pounds, blonde brown hair, his eyes, ears, ears.
I'm looking to bury you in a shallow grave.
Okay, Bill. You smell?
Alright, you suck.
It's Mike, 6 foot, 180 pounds, good looking white. Miglub?
Has sent you a message.
Miglub?
So, hit me up and explain to me what's going on.
Alright,
let's hit him up.
Person,
one?
What?
No, two.
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I'll hit you up against the wall and then hit you on the cheek with my penis. I'll hit you up against the side of your mouth with my penis. My penis. I'll stick it in your mouth. I'll hit you up.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
I'll hit you up against the wall and then hit you on the cheek with my penis. I'll hit you up against the side of your mouth with my penis. I'll stick it in your mouth. I'll hit you up.
To send your message with priority delivery, press 1. Message delivered.
Hey, this is CJ. I want to talk to all you girls that...
That's from freestyling. No doubt, y'all.
To connect live with this person, press 1. You have a message from a caller who has left the line.
Can I connect them over and help you with it?
To connect live with this person, press 1. Reply with the message, press 2. Return to the...
Such originality.
Yeah, I'm just... First time ever doing this, so a little nervous, but...
We could have some fun with this guy.
Someone like Doc.
Listen, is there something else you want to do a first time?
You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Listen, you sounded really cute and vulnerable, and I was just wondering if there's, you know, anything else that you might want to try for the first time tonight, because I could be your tour guide on a fantasy evening. Let me know.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery. Message delivered.
CJ.
Has sent you a message.
Damn, baby, it's going to be about a second to figure out. Definitely the rest of you.
To connect live with this person,
dude,
press 1. Reply.
Want
to
connect live and just do,
two.
See how long he hangs on for.
Please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Here's how it sounds. Press 2 to accept at any time.
Have to listen to it. Sounds like a chimp dying.
If you're happy with your recording, please hold while that caller listens to your connection request. You may cancel your request at any time by pressing the pound key.
It's taking a while. I guess he's thinking about it.
Well, we got another instant message listening.
What happened to the
Ouija?
They're listening to your request.
We got a little freaked out, Arcade, by the Ouija.
Yeah.
We got a little freaked out. We'll explain more. Went from Ouija to Livelink.
Taking him a long time.
Not ready to connect with
you.
Oh, you pussy.
Attractive.
Boo.
Boo.
Hello there.
Hello there.
A message.
Well, hello there.
All right, let's go.
Right.
Send him a message.
Yeah.
That caller is currently connected. If you still want to send him a message, press 1. Press any other key to cancel.
Do 3, I guess.
Thank you. Yay. Yes. We agree. It's funny. Too bad like 4 people are listening right now. It's a little late, but I'm glad you're digging it, man.
That caller is currently connected.
All right, you douchebag.
Well, hello. How are you ladies doing? And I thought I would give this a try. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Has sent you a message.
Come to Zinzo and nice, hard, fat, black cock in the title.
To connect live with this person, press 1.
Want to go with this guy?
Let's try and connect this guy.
Yeah, let's see if we can fake him into thinking we're black.
Alright.
Please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation.
Please
record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I'll tell you what, I got a big black dick that's hung like a fucking paint can.
He does, I swear to God.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you with it until you bleed oil out of your ass, nigga.
Here's how it sounds. Press 2 to accept at any time.
I'll tell you what, I got a big black dick that hung like a fucking pig can.
Bleed oil. Agreed.
I'm gonna fuck you with it until you bleed oil out of your ass, nigga.
Please record after the tone.
Oh, damn!
I'll do it again.
I got a big black dick that's hung like a paint can. I'm gonna fuck you with it till you bleed oil out of your ass, you dumb nigga.
Here's how it sounds. Press 2 to accept at any time. Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request.
Oh, this guy tried to
cancel your request at any time.
Yeah, here's
You're listening to your request right now. Please hold a moment.
Bleed oil. Chick-a-bong-bong. Damn, it sounds like Starsky and Hutch. Surprise.
Late at night, early in the morning. Who's still up? Who wants to talk? 5'10", 185, brown hair, green nut. Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Wilco.
Thank you, a message.
We had 2 fingers and find you. Fucking
connect live with this person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Reply, please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done. Here's how it sounds. Press 2 to accept at any time. If you're happy with your recording, press 2. Try to please hold while that calls your connection request. You
Roger, Roger. Roger Rabbit. I love the music.
Yeah.
It's definitely 70s porn.
Yeah, I could masturbate to that.
This guy's, we gotta get this guy, right?
Yeah, I think we'll go for it.
He's see him biting his lip.
You mean you stick your two fingers inside my ass? You're so kinky.
You ever get fucked with a strap on?
They're listening to your request right now. Please hold a moment for their response.
This is great. Pure porn music.
Yeah.
They liked what they heard, and they're ready to connect with you. You're connected. You may break the connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Oh! Talk.
Come for me, baby.
That's so weird. Come for me, baby. Come for me, baby. Woohoo!
Hee!
That was the best.
Interesting conversation I could find.
Oh, there's some interesting, buddy.
Someone I could meet.
If
it sounds like something
that interests me, connect live with this person, press 1. Send a message, press 2. Go to the next greeting, press 3. You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
Yo, dog, if you're looking for something interesting, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you something interesting, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you something you never thought of before, you know? You looking for something, man, lonely? Damn, I'll wake you up, white boy.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with message delivered.
Was that him? Were you just listening to your perfect voice?
Has sent you a message.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, sounds like having a lot of fun. When two are gathered, we can have a lot more fun. Get hold of me.
To connect live with this person, press 1. Reply with a message.
You want
to
try again?
You want
to
check?
Return to the greeting. Yeah. Press 3. Please record your invitation for this caller to join you in a private conversation. Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I want to get fucked by a Doberman. Fuck me.
Here's how it sounds. Press 2 to accept at any time.
Let's see how far it went.
I'm going to get fucked by a Doberman.
If you're happy with your recording, press 2. Try it again. Please hold.
How could it be any better?
To your connection request. You may cancel your request at any time by pressing the pound key. They're listening to your request right now. Please hold a moment for their response.
I'm going to get fucked by a Doberman.
My name is Julie. Like Big Nooly. This is called sleep deprived punch drunk. I gotta go to work in 2 hours. I'm glad I ain't sleeping tonight. I'll sleep
tomorrow.
You're
connected. You may break the connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Fuck me like a dog.
What's that?
Fuck me like a dog.
Like a dog?
Like a dog! A Doberman! Bark! What's bark wrong? Like a dog now! Red Rocket! Red Rocket!
What's
unsheath
that?
The tool! friendly dog. Bite me.
So where are you from?
Come on, man. So where are you from?
What's going on
right now? He said, so where are you from?
Connect live with this person. Press 1. Send a message. Press 2.
I think we have a winner. So where are you from?
The greeting. Fuck, there wasn't even... greeting. Press 5. Send report. Send greeting. Press 6.
He's like a dog! We did the howl and everything.
Press 8.
So where are you from? Oh, man. Internet porn, dude. Internet porn. I don't know. That's so funny.
Jake.
I
sent you a message.
Hey, I'm an obstetrician. Are you giving birth?
To connect live with this person,
birth?
Press 1. Reply with a message, press 2.
So where are you from?
To the last message you sent them, press 5. You will now be asked to record your message. Please record after the tone. And see when you're done.
Boy, I shit bigger than you. Giving birth. Shit bigger than you.
Where are you from?
So where are you from?
Here's how it sounds. Press 1, message delivered. You will now hear from callers outside your local area.
Ooh.
To return to your local callers, press 4 at any time.
Alright, man.
Roger.
Has sent you a message.
Oh. Sounds like the parrot bird guy.
Person,
yeah,
press 1. Reply
yeah,
with a message.
Hit 1 on this guy.
1?
Please record your invitation for this caller to join you.
Like a dog!
Please record after the tone. Hit any key when you're done.
I'm having my bird peck my clitoris.
Here's how it sounds. Press 2 to accept at any time.
I'm having my bird peck my clitoris.
Please hold while that caller listens to your connection request.
Where else but on 95.3 KVFR? Can you hear this stuff? So where are you from? So where are you from?
They're listening to your request right now.
Oh my god. That guy, I hope he just put a bullet in his head. Because there's no reason to live. That's a birth control commercial if I ever heard one.
They liked what they heard, and they're ready to connect with you. You're connected. You may break the connection at any time by pressing the pound
animal
key.
Night.
Say hi.
Would you peck my clitoris like a parakeet or a parrot? Hello? Would you peck my clitoris like a parakeet, a parrot, or a blue jay?
Your connection was ended with a key press.
Aww.
Oh my.
My name's Derek. I'm going to call on screen area. I'm just looking for a pretty young lady.
Alright. You know, fun.
You have a message from a caller who has left the line.
I want to see how much cum you have for me tonight.
Connect live with this person.
And he's off the line. So
he's off the line.
Hey there, what's up? I'm 6 feet tall, Hispanic, deep dimples, but who's out there tonight?
Who's out there
tonight? Really
I am.
Keep browsing to see who's up. What's up? 20 years old, just looking for someone to talk to.
Wow, this is like
connect
equal parts hilarious and sad.
Yeah.
These guys are talking 1:30 on Friday night. These guys have nothing better to do. We try desperately, like, so, where you from?
Good evening, ladies. I'm looking for
this guy has no chance.
Attractive, fun, open-minded. Somebody that likes to do everything. I'm looking for somebody that has nice tits and nice ass. And definitely knows how to play and have a great time. So let me know. Thanks.
Do
let me know. Thanks. I'm looking for great tits and ass. So let me know.
I'm a little I'm a little dork. Yeah, I'm a really hot chick at 1:30 in the morning on a phone. I got news for you, man. So Yage just asked. He said there's a clip on KBFR that's a conversation between Missy and she says I have a penis, and is she and she's talking to this guy on the phone. That's not a clip of our phone sex night that we did. I know that.
That is a lame engineer's. That's from one of my albums.
Oh, okay.
Prank phone calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do.
Oh, connection request.
Wants to connect with you.
Hey, baby, let's get off together.
To connect live with this person, press 1. Reply with a message, press 2. Return to the greeting. Thank you. We're connecting you now. You're connected. You may break the connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Say something.
Take your hand off your penis and woo the woman.
You're not very good at this.
Yeah, really, man. You just jerking off? I know you're still there. Oh, there it goes.
Your connection was ended with the key
press. It's like they don't know what to do for a while. They're like,
Well, they got to take their hands off their cock to find the phone.
I'm
looking for a single Chicana from the Springs to talk to. And
a single Chicana from the Springs, Joe.
If you want, leave me a message.
Nothing like those Chicanas from the Springs.
Send them. Sorry,
they'll suck your dick like a...
and have wound up on the female side of the system.
Oh,
what happened?
Call us back and identify yourself as a male when you are asked, or call customer service if you have any questions.
It said, sorry, you're a male caller and have wound up on the female side of the system.
Call this toll-free number to find
how did we do that?
Did
we went through all of them?
Well, no, they like, you know how it says, report this message for, like, abuse to customer service.
Somebody reported us.
Yeah, someone reported us.
If you require any assistance or information...
You guys were narcs. I can't believe it took that long.
Our customer service at 1-888-792-9075.
And then they give us all the customer
that
service numbers.
So we can just nuke it.
1-888.
Yeah, well, we could just call up and do it again.
Oh, shit. We could load up Yahoo Instant Messenger. Really go crazy.
17.
That's hilarious. That was funny. That was some funny
Fuck
stuff.
Fuck me like a dog!
So, where are you from? What is going on? That guy, man, that guy, seriously. I can almost guarantee you he's, like, playing opera right now in a tub, like, with his wrist slit. He's just waiting slowly for death's sweet embrace. We're going to be able to talk to him on the Ouija board next week. Yeah, I'm the guy you killed last week. I did howl. You're right, man. It was. I'm shocked. I didn't even howl. It wasn't even like a feminine howl. What's a feminine howl? I don't know.
It's funny how they tell you you are a male caller and you wound up
on the female.
Like we didn't know.
Yeah.
Like you're giving us information.
Did I end up on the female side of things? I'm in touch with my feminine side.
I thought all these were just very masculine-sounding women. It's a big surprise.
Oh, my God. So where are you from? And we were both doing it. Yelling. And it wasn't even a good female impression, you know? Fuck me like a dog! Yelling at him. That is... Oh, God. Man, no wonder, man. If I was a chick, I'd be such a dyke. I wouldn't bother with men. Men are... What the hell is wrong with our gender? Oh,
that's
God.
That's great.
What the hell is wrong? Let's get back to the Ouija board.
To the Ouija board?
Oh, God. I don't know, man.
It says, where...
are your brains?
H-E-R-E-U... There we go.
Fuck bag.
You...
Oh, shit.
That was good. I'm glad that we got this recorded.
Oh, I forgot this is being recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. For posteriors.
For posterity.
That's right, baby.
Where else? Advice on how to pick up women.
Where else? We just did that for... We were on there for, what? Almost... We were on there over an hour doing that shit.
Before anyone reported us.
And we'd still be on if we hadn't gotten reported. So that's like being deported. We got deported from Love Lines. I didn't have my green card. Wait, what's it called? Live Links. Not Love Lines. That's the radio show.
That was great.
Holy shit. Awesome. Very funny. Very funny. We do have... did you know about the two sex talk girls we have coming in now? Going to be new DJs?
Yeah. Do we know when they're going on yet?
Not sure the night yet. I have to get with them and talk to them about that. But they're going to be coming on and doing maybe Thursday night. Thursday night is what they want to do. I got to see if that flies. But
yeah.
A couple things working.
That'd be a cat fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, which we could record. Yeah. You never know.
It'd be like Indica versus these two girls. And yeah. She'd whip out like these claws.
Cat-o-nine tails. She's got to have some S&M shit lying around. You know?
I've got to believe that she does. Somewhere hidden.
I think these girls would kick her ass.
You think so?
I do.
Tell me about the sex talk girls.
The sex talk girls, one girl, their names are Stella and Candy. They're very funny.
Not bad.
Very funny. No, they were stuck on the... They didn't know which names to go. One girl, Candy is Candy Apples.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. It's like a good porn name. So Stella and Candy Apples. Stella has done radio before.
Ooh.
And she's done this sort of thing as before. And she's also done, like, sexual education type stuff.
So she's less likely to get a suit.
They are, yes. She's done AIDS education and stuff.
I remember someone called up to Indica's show once, and she was like, "My husband does a lot of cocaine, and he can't get his dick hard." And Indica was like, "Oh, well, you need to give him more cocaine so he has a diamond penis."
What? Are you serious?
Like that. Yeah, it was Indica and the man, and that was like their advice.
It was do more coke?
Do more. It was.
I've never had sex on coke.
It wasn't even funny. It's like, if it was like, maybe if he does crack, he'll chop off his penis and he won't have to worry and, you know, sell it on the street. That might have been. And that's just off the top of my head.
Like, my thought is it's the woman's fault. It's not the cocaine. She's not doing enough to get him hard.
Yeah, if you're doing, coke is like a fun drug, right? It's not like Valium or something. You'd do it, and you'd probably want to fuck, you know?
Yeah, you just said it'd be cool to do a Best of KBFR show sometime soon. That would definitely be up there. I think it might. It's been a riff on Indica Day. I ripped on Indica, so I didn't mean to. But he just said somebody really asked Indica for advice.
Yeah.
Like, penis, I tell you what. If you're asking sex advice, you could go worse places.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm trying to throw props out there, man. Let me be nice.
Hey, as far as I know, Indica has never committed armed robbery. Yeah, never killed children.
I can't say that about Stella and Candy.
I don't think Indica has ever starved little kids. I could be wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure. So, Valium? Katie, man, you had sex on Valium?
Valium isn't fun.
I've never done Valium.
I don't know. Valium doesn't sound like it would be a good time to me.
I'm a pretty laid-back dude. I think my heart would stop if I ever took, like... I was talking to Dick about this morning. I said, if I ever took, like, barbiturates, I think it would be...
Yeah.
You know, probably a bad... My heart would just stop. I'm already
Dick
too
was
laid-back.
Like, to prolong my orgasm, I take Valium while reading Tao.
While I meditate.
My orgasm is hot. I like it. Trot.
I wonder if he and Celebrity Girlfriend are having tantric sex as we speak.
They might be.
I wonder if they're listening to us, would be more disturbing than anything.
And Sapphire screaming, "Fuck me like a dog!"
And Dick's going, "So where you from?" Plugging away. Oh, Jesus Christ. "So where are you from?" That is the best. "Fuck me like a dog!" "So where are you from?" It wasn't even like, "Yeah, I'm into that shit. So where are you from?" It was just like, no, he's trying to change the subject. He was so desperate to talk to a girl. Oh, see, anytime, fellas out there in listening land, anytime you feel real bad about where you're at, just remember this evening. Remember the phones that you, the calls that you heard, and realize that no matter how bad you are, there's that guy. Oh, man. I'm a real good-looking guy. I'm just looking for... laid back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Hells yeah. Cash rules everything around me. Oh, shit.
God bless Arcady.
Right on.
And God bless Dick Grayson. And yes. God bless Indica.
And God bless you.
God bless.
God bless us all,
and
everyone.
And Granola Girl and Bald. Because we're all guys' children.
Yeah, that's
even
right.
Even if we want to get fucked like dogs.
And even if I don't believe in God.
Even if we don't believe in God. Even if we believe in Janik.
Jevik.
Jevik.
Jevik. Jevik. Jevik, Jevik.
Maybe he was Icelandic or something.
No, he said Asian, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, he's not Polynesian. Let's get him back on.
All right, Jevik, just get out of yeah.
If things start moving on its own, then I would believe. If it started moving on its own, then I would believe. Otherwise, I'm still somewhat skeptical. But
didn't ask Jevik if he was gay.
No.
No.
He took it up the pooper.
Yeah. Sounds like he was a little angry, like a little repressed.
Yeah, I think he had some issues.
I think he had some issues.
Issues. Unclean. See, another creepy thing is unclean is a word that isn't really used nowadays either.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, that's a pretty old word.
Well, he was, what, 17 something or other?
He died in 1738. 1738. He croaked in 1738. You know what we're going to do next week is light as a feather, whatever that thing is, where you lift somebody with your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
I never tried that one. We'll try all the 10-year-old parlor tricks. Sweet honeybee. Well, what was her name? Scarlet honeybee?
Scarlet honeybee.
Yeah, I wouldn't date you losers. I'm home on Friday night at midnight.
And then she's she tries to backpedal, which is the worst part.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was a joke, and you guys can't take a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terribly serious crew. Incredibly serious. We're all business here.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
we
shit.
Can't take a joke.
She is Ned. Right now, my girlfriend's lying in bed. I hope she's alone. But she's wondering, where the fuck is Bulge?
Uh-oh.
I didn't call. I'm going to be in big trouble.
You are?
I am.
Oh. Well,
but if she listened to the show, she'd know. So
we'll play her the tape.
There you go. I can prove it.
Yeah. You think it's time to call it an evening?
Hey, yeah, I think it
is. I think it is. I think it's time for
you. Yeah, he said we need to get G-Girl on the live links with us so we can get a more realistic female voice. What you talking about, sucker? This shit's real as it gets. I keep it real. You see? That fooled you.
I don't know if I can picture G-Girl screaming, fuck me like a dog.
I was going to do an impression, but I won't. All right. It might just be time.
It might just be time.
It just might be time. I'll tell you what. Yage, true Yage. KBFR stud.
Yeah.
Hung around till the 1:40 with our idiocy.
I wonder if he works nights or something.
Yeah, oh, that's a possibility.
Maybe.
That's a possibility. I hope so.
Teabag used to work from...
That's a great name. Teabag.
He used to work from, like, real... I don't know. He got off work at 5 a.m. or something. So
really?
He listened to all the midnight to 3 shows.
Which is the real kooky shit.
Yeah.
That would be funny. You know what we're going to do? We're gonna redo the phone sex thing again sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
We'll have to do
the
that.
The Ouija board thing and the phone sex Friday thing.
Well, I will actually try to connect an older Yahoo man with Jevik. See if we can't do a little interpreting for him. Unclean.
I like to kill children.
So what do you have to tonight? So where are you from?
That's what it'll be. It'll be childkiller69 yahoo.com.
Childkiller69. Yo, so where you from, yo? Anybody who talks to him. That's too funny. So check out tomorrow, Sports Implosion. Today.
Oh, yeah, today.
Later today.
Sports Implosion. There's about, no way I'm listening to that.
About 9 hours from now, Sports Implosion will come in here. 11 to 2. So, then we got Free Radio Mafia from 2:30 to 6.
2:36, yep. Speaking of Free Radio Mafia, Mob Ball coming up.
That's right,
ball.
Mobsters Ball.
July 31st, starting at 8, Trilogy.
I don't know the acts, though, because I never look. I mean, I have them on the email, so I can look it up.
I'd have to double check. But well, lots of that. Great acts, because I know Riddle, and he doesn't go wrong with music.
No, and it's also got some cool stuff. There's going to be a burlesque show with Burlesque Chickadees. And, I'm actually going to miss. I'm actually going to miss the show.
Oh,
I'm going to be in. I'm going to be in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
I'll bang a burlesque girl for you.
Actually, I may be back for it. It's the 31st.
Yeah,
I just may be back. I know what I may make. I may change my flight plan. What do you think of that? Just to come back from the mobster's ball because I want to see titties.
God bless him. Titties for
live
KBFR.
Titties. Take it easy, Arcady. Have a good night, brother. Said good night. Said peace all. Yage. Live peace free, all. Rock hard, man. Thanks for sticking around with our idiocy tonight.
Yeah, that's good. It actually it makes us feel like we're not just talking to ourselves.
Exactly. Entirely. All right, man. I'm cutting out.
All right.
Play
this time.
Peace all. Give a listen tomorrow. Give a listen Sunday. ZT's Pirate Talk. You got any topics? I'm going to try to stop. Like I said, it's hard for me on Sundays.
We got the meeting on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
So Pirate Talk is usually 1 to 4, but we may be starting a little bit late this Sunday if we start at all. And I've got a good idea for some stuff to play if I don't make it. Those of you who have heard of Michael Albert should give a listen on Sunday from 1 to 4 because I might be playing some of his lectures on political theory. Or it might be a Howard Stern show. Or it might even be Pirate Talk. You are part of the mystery, Boulder.
It's very mysterious.
Da, da, da.
It's kind of like the Ouija. You don't question why.
Yeah.
You just...
But Pirate Talk,
just talk to
next
dead people.
Week, Sunday, talking to dead people. Psychoanalysis of Javik.
the blonde Asian child killer. Oh, that's why the mics are messed up. Because that one goes there. Yeah. All right.
Mucker. G-Girl must have been using this.
Yeah.
All right. We're outie.
All right, Holmes. Take it easy. Have a good day. Check us out next week. We'll be goofier. Maybe.
Maybe.
95.3 KBFR. Pirate Radio lives!